It's time for Benedict and Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, and streaming at KAIRFM.com. Benedict and Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Ken Hamada at 913-379-8690. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Thanks for listening to Benedict and Raven Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring Benedict and head coach Joel Osborne begins right after these messages.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Joel Osborne joins us, head coach of the Benedict and Ravens. Coach, first of all, I love starting like this. Congratulations, a good win for the guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I felt like we were locked in. We came out ready to go, all 3 phases. You know, Peru State's a tough team. They lost a couple close games, so they're a dangerous team. I have one of the best defensive linemen in the country, if not the best defensive lineman. So it was really good to see us get the running game going with our running backs, and I thought Dalton Witherspoon was fantastic.
You just can't overestimate the value of jumping out in front on a team and getting that momentum early in a game. It is just all the difference.
Yeah, there's no doubt, especially when you're at home and you continue to build the momentum, and the better you play, the better everybody feels about it. And of course, there are some things we need to correct, but I felt like we were pretty locked in, and big key was we didn't have any turnovers, and offensively and then defensively, getting off the field and forcing fourth downs and punts and, creating a couple of turnovers. I think we're +2 in turnover margin. So, a couple of those turnovers, Javai Blomquist's fumble recovery led to a touchdown 3 plays later. And then Trey Williams having to pick 6. I mean, you got 14 points off turnovers right there.
Let's talk about Dalton. I mean, what a game. Conference player of the week. And yeah. I got to tell you, I was really pulling right at the end, maybe 3 more yards. I was looking for that 200, but you'll take 197 all the time.
I think that shows you that I don't really pay attention to statistics during games. If I did, I probably would have been thinking the same as you, Tom. But, I think he had maybe 16 touches and 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, I mean, I think that's just, a tremendous day by him. And, you had receivers blocking downfield. You had linemen open up great holes. And, it was really a team effort, and you could see some of those plays. But he did have, his run to start the second half was – we gave him a crease, and then he ran right by a linebacker and right by the safety, and he was gone. So he made that happen.
Good to see Sean Wara getting some carries, Derek Overstreet getting some carries, because depth, you can't have too much depth.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And those guys do a great job for us as well. And, the opportunities there have been a little bit more limited, but, they have done a nice job when they've gotten opportunities. And so it's definitely good to see Sean continue to play well when he gets his chances, and then Derek have some nice runs there.
How about a guy that we probably has been a little unheralded, Abram Phillips? What a nice day.
Yeah, he had a good day. He stepped in when we had Jagger Blueball go down with an injury. So, You know, he ended up having quite a few tackles there. You know, so that's going to be an area that we're going to have to be really good at again this week.
As you get ready to go into this game, you know, a lot of prep goes into every week. And every week you're looking to maybe do something new, maybe improve something. What's the next step right now? What is the next thing you want to see this team doing to continue to improve?
I think just overall our efficiency needs to continue to improve. We need to handle success. So meaning like we've won every other week. So after we've had success, we haven't handled it well. You know, so we've got to see if we can handle success and come out and start fast again. That's my big challenge to our guys, because after we played well against Clark, we came out really slow against Graceland. So that's what I want to see us do is come out and get off to a great start here against Culver and start fast.
And for Culver Stockton, a team who started off so, they kind of got a boost last week, a win. It was an overtime win, but they get their first W of the year last week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they've had some close games that they haven't pulled out. You know, their first game, they lost their quarterback during the game to multiple unsportsmanlike penalties, so that affected them, and then they didn't have him the next game. So you can tell that really affected them. So he's a good player, Division II transfer, and you know, so he's the guy that kind of makes their offense go. So the big key for us is getting pressure on him and our defensive line.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Pure Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for kickoff of Raven football this afternoon on Family Weekend, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Last week against Peru State, Benedictine ran the ball really effectively, so much so that Witherspoon became your offensive player of the week in the conference. I'd really like to see the Raven offense build on that running game, open up some of the passing lanes a little later on in the game. Conversely, I'd like to see the defense force some turnovers. This is a Culver Stockton team that plays fast and loose with the football. You can turn them over. It could be a huge day for this Raven offense. And those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org. to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college football this afternoon as we hear a loud buzz in the background as the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Wildcats out of Culver Stockton. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Countson. Gus, the team captains getting together into the center of the field. These two teams are a little different trajectory. Benedictine trying to get on a big roll, and I guess Culver Stockton trying to build on what was for them a thrilling OT win last week.
Yeah, last week they were home with Missouri Baptist and came away with a 33-30 win. That thing took overtime to get it, but that was their first win of the season. They've been in a couple games, right? They lost at Mount Marty 28-23. They lost to Central Methodist 16-11. And then Missouri Valley, who's maybe been the surprise of the conference this year, so far undefeated in the conference, they lost that game 28-7. So for Culver Stockton, they're a team that, you know, is struggling right now to score some points.
I can't believe how that's doing that. Okay. We have the Ravens are going to take the football to begin things here this afternoon. And I'll tell you what, we're going to analyze this right now and decide which one it is. Is it that one? Yeah, it's that one.
That wall?
Yep.
I wonder.
Here we go. So get the Raven kick return unit out of the field, and we're going to get it ready to go with one here this afternoon. I'm almost hesitant to talk about it. Let's just say Benedictine has been very successful against Culver Stockton over the span of years these two teams have been playing. That goes all the way back, Gus, to 1973 when these two teams started getting together on the football field.
Yeah, the Ravens have had some fortune against this Culver Stockton team. And you start to look back over the last few years. In the last 18 games, Benedictine has an average of 42.5 points per game against Culver Stockton, and Culver Stockton averages 10.8 a game against Benedictine. So, take from that what you will. And every time you line it up, though, expect something different.
There are a couple of games already going on around the conference this afternoon. Peru State is at Missouri Baptist, and Clark at Mid-America. Those were 12 o'clock games. Other 1 o'clock contests will be Grandview at Missouri Valley, Graceland at Baker. Penn will be at Central Methodist at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine with his kick return unit out of the field, and the conference special teams player of the week is out there to put a toe to the football.
No,
it's not going to be Bollinger.
It's going to be your punter. Venter is going to kick.
Oh, Walro Venter is booting it away. It is high, but it's short. Taken by the Ravens at the 14-yard line. To the 25, cutting to the middle to the 35, up to the 40, and now to the 43-yard line. Jay Sean, time for the great return. And Benedict with outstanding field position for its first possession of the day. So already, Culver Stockton throws us a curve, Gus. Is this how it's going to go today? Are we going to have this all afternoon?
Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those days. For the Ravens, great starting field position out across the 40. Ravens in those red jerseys with black pants today.
Jackson Dooley, quarterback, running back. Back there with him is going to be Dalton Witherspoon. Motion to the left side is Gathright. First and 10 BC from the own 43. Handoff is going to be to Witherspoon. He'll be hit, drop, gaining one. Dalton cutting to the left side, and the defense was there very quickly. The linebackers, Gus, you can see right away they're expecting the Ravens to run. They're jamming up those gaps.
Yeah, that time getting over there was Dylan DeRozier. DeRozier's got 15 tackles on the season. That time he was able to force Dalton Witherspoon back inside when he was trying to stretch that play towards the sideline.
Motion will come to the right side. They'll overload the wide side of the field and hand it off to that motion man. Jay Sean Todd gets across the 50-yard line, gets 7 on the carry down to the 49. Benedict can look at a third down and 2 as Highland Generalt, the number 2 tackler on this Culver Stockton team, makes the stop.
Yeah, Highland's a guy we're going to talk about a lot this afternoon. Culver Stockton relies on their linebackers to make all the tackles in this defense. They run that 34 defense. The defensive linemen do a good job of swallowing up those blockers.
Here comes a third down 2 call for BC. QB's back, wide open, and a badly, badly thrown ball, very short. An open receiver, Gathright, on the near side, but it landed about 3-4 yards in front of him.
Yeah, Coach Osborne, if you look down here on the near sideline, he is not happy with that read that happened right there, and he's going to tell the offense, stay out on the field. We're going for this.
Here's the thing. We see Jackson come up with great throws, but we saw that same throw last week 4 or 5 times, missing an open receiver. Fourth down and two. The Raven offense, as you call it, is staying out there at the 49-yard line. A little roll of the dice on the first series of the game. The handoff, Witherspoon, he'll go outside, he'll get it. 50-45, cuts left side, bumped out of bounds. Needed two, got about eight or nine. First and ten, Benedictine, and the Ravens go back to the running game. And you know what? They like to throw. They've got great receivers, but, man, running game is crucial.
We talked about it in our Dairy Queen Grill and Show keys to the game, that Benedictine ran the ball so well last week that Witherspoon was the conference player of the week on offense. Build on that a little bit. I'm not saying that your offense has to change. I'm just saying that if you can build on that run game, you're going to open up that pass game.
First and 10 BC, the flare over on the right side. Todd is going to catch it at the line of scrimmage, then be hit from behind and shoved forward by Hunter Fiden, the defensive end. And Gus, he was going to gain nothing, but the tackle pushed him downfield for three.
Yeah, Hunter Fiden, the senior defensive end out of Lando Lakes, Florida.
Benedictine is going to make a switch out at the running back spot. Sean Wara, the freshman from Frisco, Texas, into the game. Second down, 7 BC at the 37. Moving the ball on the opening possession of the afternoon. Dooley will take it. Play action back. He's got a man open downfield, and he's going for it all. He's got Gathright. Overthrew him. Gathright was open, and again, Jackson Dooley knows he missed him.
And Gathright's going to be a little slow after laying out for that thing. He's going to come over here in the near sideline and catch a breath. The Ravens are going to bring back into the ballgame Matthew Sanford.
It will bring up a third down at 7 for Benedictine. Yeah, Gathright's coming over to the near side, and he's just going to try to gather himself a little bit. Third down call for BC. Game just underway here in Atchison, Kansas. We had little weather last week. We're delayed a little bit today getting the game underway because of weather today. Now Dooley being flushed out of the pocket. He's in trouble, and he will throw it incomplete at the 35-yard line. Jackson took forever.
Yeah, and he was trying to throw it to his running back out of the backfield, but Highland Jenneret was right there. And even if they make the catch, it's back to the line of scrimmage, so there would have been no gain on the play. The Ravens are going to take Sean Wara out for the fourth down call, leave the offense in, and here comes Conference Player of the Week, Dalton Witherspoon.
Matthew Sanford's going to be wide to the left side. They're going to fill a slot to the left with Reed Levi. They're going to come right side with Jay Sean. And as you mentioned, Wara is your running back. Fourth down for the Ravens. They're 1 of 1 on fourth down this afternoon. Jay Sean motion to the left side. They'll overload the left, the wide side of the field. Quarterback is back, looking, all the time in the world. Got a receiver wide open, and Gus, he tried to throw that to the Abbey. Again, a badly thrown pass.
Yeah, he tried to throw it over that defensive back that was just squatted over there in the flat and tried to throw it over him, but in front of the defender, and when it's all said and done, it's going to be an incomplete pass, and the Ravens will turn over on downs on the first drive of the afternoon.
So for Benedict and the offense, comes out, looks good for a while, then sputters. And on fourth down, they're going to give it back. Peru State will have its first touch of the football offensively. They'll begin this series with really good field position at their own 37-yard line. We mentioned Peru coming off what for them has to be an emotional win, an overtime W at home last Saturday. First and 10 Wildcats. Quarterback is the 6'2", 230-pound sophomore, Brock Nellor. Trips to the right, single to the left. Wraparound handoff to Tyler Danzy, hit at the line of scrimmage, and that is all he gets. No gain at Jared Heron. Jared has been so good all year.
Yeah, Jared's done a great job at that defensive end position. He's only got 17 tackles, but he's a guy who gets up, takes care of his job, and you don't have to worry about, is he where we need him to be?
Second down and maybe 9.5. They're going to give him a length or so of the football on that carry. And quarterback Nellor, are they bringing in a new running back back there? I thought I saw somebody running in from the far side. Wrap around handoff again. No, play to action. Quarterback rolls right. Chased, running, throws it way out of bounds. He was in deep trouble. Brock Nellor running to the sideline in a very late flag thrown by the line judge on the right side. So we'll see what this is all about. And this was well after the play, it seemed like to me.
There is no foul for an eligible downfield. The quarterback was throwing the ball away.
Okay, so is that, I didn't know there was a differentiation when you have to, in your mind, determine he was throwing it away. That sounds like a judgment call.
Yeah, because then that changes, you know, intentional grounding, right? Is he throwing it to a receiver? I don't know. That's a little bit of a gray area. Hey, you know how last night we talked about, do you like the numbers on the side of the helmet? Do you like the logo? And I said I like logos on both. I also like that there are about three different logos going on color scheme-wise for Culver Stockton today.
Quarterback is back. He's hit. He is sacked as the Ravens swarming behind the 30-yard line. It's a loss of nine, and the first man there, Tim Glazer. Following with him, Heath Baker, and the Ravens had huge pressure. Gus Neller absolutely had no chance.
Yeah, when Neller turned around, nobody blocked Tim Glazer. He got into the backfield. It looked like it might have been a screen play the way he got back there. But quarterback turns around and then finds Heath Baker. No chance to set anything up, and this will be a three and out.
And Culver's got a different guy in their punting. It's going to be a number 12 back there. So we'll see what this is. Left-footed kicker. The boot is away. We knew he was a left-footer. And it's going to be taken to the 21-yard line. Here comes Jay Sean to the 25, dances to the 30, spins 360, cuts to the middle of the 35. Jay Sean to the 40. That is a jitterbug run by Jay Sean. What a nice return. And Benedictine will begin his second possession of the afternoon from its own 40-yard line, 10:50 to play in a scoreless opening quarter. So CSC's tricking us with some numbers, but when you talk to SID John Schild over the course of the week, Gus, he kind of intimated that there were jersey trouble.
They talked about that there were three different travel uniforms. So, you know, you got all those jerseys, you got to start fighting through it, make sure you have the right numbers. And obviously, by the time they started digging into it, had a few guys that had to change numbers today.
Quarter running back is going to be Sean Wara behind Jackson Dooley. Wara will take the handoff, cuts left, tries to get outside, and will be drugged down by the ankles after a two-yard gain. Jeremiah Ferguson, how about that free safety in the offensive backfield?
Yeah, that time the free safety was playing up in the box a little bit. Now the Ravens running the ball effectively right now has brought him up into the box, which means you're kind of softening up that secondary to be able to take the top off of this.
Well, what you do is now you're going to rotate Cameron Dover, who was in on the previous play, take him out and bring Jay Sean back, who took off one play after making that kick return on a second down eight call. Ravens at their own 40-yard line. We're scoreless early in the game. Handoff again is going to go to the running back, and there he goes. Wara across the 45, 50, down to the 45-yard line. He'll pick up about 13, and the Ravens will move the chains again.
That time, Sean Wara doing a great job of just slow playing it through the middle, picking up what yardage is available. He's going to move it in to Culver Stockton territory at the 46.
Last week, Wara with 36 yards on seven carries, and he's got to do more than that today. You can see he's got to get some PT today. And he's back in the backfield again, and will take this handoff. Also cuts to the left side of the 45, down to the 40, going to pick up another first down. He's at the 36-yard line. Wara, another double-digit carry.
Yeah, you want to talk about a way to get some more carries? Keep running the way Sean Wara is right now. I mean, every time he gets the ball, he's clipping it off for 5, 7, 10 yards at a pop.
First and 10, Ravens moving to football on their second possession of the afternoon. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. BC at the 36-yard line in CSC territory. We're scoreless so far. And now wide to the right side, Jacob Gathright. Jacob's going to be out near the numbers on the right side, wing to the left. Motion will come to the near side. Nobody in the backfield with the quarterback. And Jackson Dooley back to throw. Fires one over the middle. It's caught 30, 25. Down at the 23-yard line. Another first and 10, and that's Cameron Dover, the redshirt freshman out of L.A.
Yeah, I like what Jackson Dooley did right there. Took the snap, looked to the right, realized Cam Dover was open, and threw it right away. Don't hesitate. Don't think about it. Throw it while he's open. And a good quick play for the Ravens. Picks up another first down. Offense seems like they've got a little momentum right now and a little bit of a flow to them.
And now they've rotated Witherspoon back into the running back spot. First and 10, Ravens at the 23. QB back to throw. Taking time. Throwing right. Has a man wide open. It is Reed Levi. It is a touchdown, Ravens. Reed hit at the 2-yard line. Plunges, overtakes the defender with him. And from 23 yards away, Benedictine, at 8:24 to go in the opening quarter, has struck first.
Yeah, I thought for a second that that ball was going to be just a little too high for Reed Levi, but Reed, using that 6'4" frame, goes up, gets it, stops himself, and then walks into the end zone. Great job by the big senior out of Kansas City.
Tell you what, you got to throw pretty high to get beyond the reach of Reed Levi. PAT coming up for Harry Balke. The placement by Dooley is good. The boot is on its way and right there. And we've got a timeout of the field. We're taking a break here in Atchison, Kansas with 8:24 to go in the opening quarter. It's Benedictin 7, Culver Stockton scoreless.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Benedictin catches away. It'll be fielded near the 5-yard line by Chris Rogers. And he'll bring it up the right side, up the numbers, and across the 25. First and 10, Culver Stockton. They'll have the ball at their own 27-yard line. 7-0, Ravens in front here in the early going of the game. We're not yet halfway through the opening quarter. Tremendous crowd on hand. Guess you always expect it to be. It's family weekend this week for Benedictin, and the Ravens always draw well, and they're drawing even better. Roman, good to see you. Here comes CSC. Brock Deller out of Mount Vernon, Texas, sophomore quarterback. Now he's going to make a little pitch. Running back will try the outside, gets to the 30. Going to be very near the first down. Bumped out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. Carrying the ball is Tyler Danzy. Jami Bloomquist with the stop on the play. Javai, tell you what. Javai's going to be our halftime guest this week as we talk to Benedictine players and team captains to start things off this year. So Javai Blomquist, young man out of San Diego, we'll be talking to him. Quarterback is going to be back, a little play action, has his man out of the backfield, the ball thrown behind him, and it's going to be out of the reach of his intended receiver. It'll go out of play, Blue Kaplinger with a little pursuit in there. Culver Stockton's intended receiver over there, Gus, is Kendall Young, quick tight end out of Atlanta.
That time, Jackson Hoskins was the cornerback on the far side of the field. He stopped, realized that the quarterback was going to change route. Hoskins tried to break on that football, lost his footing, but if he doesn't lose his footing, that's going to be a pick going the other way.
Second down, 10 at their own 39-yard line. QB slides that. He wanted to pitch. The defense got back there, cut off the lanes, and now he scrambles, gets to the outside, hit from behind, breaks another tackle, crosses the line of scrimmage, and is able to dive forward, and somehow was able to pick up about a half a dozen down to the 45-yard line.
That time he was trying to run option to the short side of the field, but Blue Kaplinger dove between the quarterback and his pitch man, so the quarterback had to stop, revert course, and ends up with a nice little pickup on second down. It'll set them up with a third and, let's call it, 4.
Precisely halfway through the opening quarter. Ravens in front, 7-0, but Culver Stockton looking at a third down, 5 at their own 44. Quarterback Nellers, running back is on his right hand. That's going to be Tyler Danzy. Receivers 2 to the left and 1 to the right. QB's back, looks left, steps up in the pocket, in trouble, hit again, eludes the first defender, runs upfield looking for the first down. It's going to be half yard short. Nice coverage by the Ravens as they were able not only to flush him out of the pocket, but hold him short of the first down. And Fabian Njika, because he always does such a nice job coming up from that secondary to help contain on the run. And as Benedictine makes his very common late down substitutions, bringing Anderson and Harris back in.
Yeah, you're looking for your big guys in the middle to try to stop a short run right here.
Fourth down and 1, and Culver's going to go for it. The Ravens have gone for it twice on fourth down already today, and are 1 of 2. And we're going to see Culver Stockton take a little time, look over at head coach Tom Sally in his 7th season already at CSC. But 7th season as a head coach, but he's taken over the reins as the offensive coordinator. And now he's going to take a timeout. No, we're going to hang on to it. They're just going to bring the punting group in. I don't know that he's taking a timeout. I think he's just going to switch out his unit. clock continues to run.
There
it is. 6 minutes to go.
They're going to take the delay of game.
Is that what it is? They got some room to do that. They're ball up at the 48-yard line. So for Benedictman, the return man, Jayshon Todd, he's going to settle in around the 15.
Game's going on around the conference right now. Grandview leading Missouri Valley 14-0, 7:42 left in the first quarter of that ball game. Clark leading Mid-America 21-0 with 7 minutes left in the first half. And it's Peru State leading Missouri Baptist 22-15 at the break.
Waro Venter out of White Bear, Minnesota. Again, nice kick is high and spinning rapidly. We'll land at the 10, and Jayshon will wisely let that thing bounce into and then out the end zone. Ravens are going to have it on the touchback. 5:48 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine scoring on its second possession of the game, which is the one just previous to this, and leads 7-0. Talked about the crowd on hand. It is outstanding, and we're going to get some folks recognized coming out of the field here. And we're going to take a timeout as they do that. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. 5:48 to play in the first. Your score, Benedictine 7, Culver Stockton nothing.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with us here, Wilcox Stadium, with 5:48 to go in the opening quarter. Immediate timeout. The Ravens recognizing some of their high GPA students, and it's always good to just remember what it's all about. The athletics are great, but get that degree out here, okay?
Coach Moody always emphasizes in the postgame, student athletes.
So there you go. Here we are, Ravens coming out of the touchback. They're going to have the football, leading 7-0. And they'll have it first and 10 at the 25, and now they're going to reset that back to the 20-yard line, first down and 10. Benedictine in, I don't know, kind of a different look by the uniform in the bright red jersey, black helmets, black pants, white lettering and trim. Kind of a gray-white uniform for Culver Stockton, pants and jersey with white helmets and blue lettering and trim. Here's a pass over to the near side, and again, well overthrown by Jackson Dooley. He had Jayshon very open around the 30-yard line near the first down sticks and missed him badly.
Yeah, you kind of wonder if Jackson's struggling to just get a good grip on the football today, because most of his passes, he's not driving them into the ground. He's sailing those passes over his intended receiver. We even saw in the touchdown pass to Reed Levi, who's extremely high. Reed just using that 6'4" frame to go up and pull it in.
And now the high pass is bad news when you're throwing to the outside, but if you start doing that over the middle, you're looking for real trouble. Here's a handoff on a sweep to the left side, good for only about 3 yards to Jacob Gathright as Devontae Jordan comes over to bring him down after a short gain, and we're going to take a timeout. Joseph, taking a break on the field with 5.5 to go, still in the opening quarter, and it remains Ravens 7, Wildcats nothing.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Out of the field attending to a athlete out there, and Gus gives me a chance to send birthday greetings. We really can't, if we did think to bake a cake, it would have been kind of nice to have done that, but I didn't do that, and it's probably better off that I didn't. But when I first started doing games, Benedictine running back at the time celebrates a birthday today, and not just one of the greats, but certainly BC football legend Keith Hertling. So Keith, if you're listening today, and you very well may be, I know you tune into some of the games, we wish you a very, very happy birthday. He's got to be pushing 30.
Yeah,
probably
close,
maybe.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. Something like that.
While we've got a moment, we'll just fly through the conference and see what some of the other scores are in the conference. Peru State at half, leading Missouri Baptist 22-15 with 7 minutes left in the first half. It is Clark leading Mid-America 21-0. Grandview leading Missouri Valley 14-0 with 7:42 left in the first quarter of that ball game. You've got Graceland leading Baker 13-7. That's homecoming down there at Liston Stadium this afternoon. 13-7, Graceland leading with 7:34 left in the first quarter. That's potential then, I guess, to be a high-scoring game.
Talking about the Ravens, their offense, and players getting up on his feet out there now. How about Benedictine last week? Goes 62 points, second time that they've reached the 60-point mark so far this season. They had 70 plays last week, 601 yards of offense. Nice balance with 373 passing and 228 rushing. And only three punts on the afternoon. And huge after, 100-plus yards of penalties a week before. Last week, only three penalties for 25 and didn't give up a sack. All those things. You do all of those things, you got to win some football games.
Yeah, and that's a big thing for the Ravens, right? Clean up those penalties. Way too many of them when we were up in Lamoni. But I think some of that happens with games in Lamoni or against Graceland. But, yeah, you've got to clean up some of those things, and you've got to be on top of your game. The Ravens have looked a little better so far in this first quarter.
All right, we're back to play. It's going to bring up a third down, 7. Benedictine at his own 23-yard line. It'll be Witherspoon in at your running back spot as Coach Osborne has rotated back and forth with his two running backs quite a bit today. Quarterback is back to throw, fires one. It's going to be Gathright, a little bit short. He's able to come back, pick it up, pick up the first down with 5 yards to spare. The Ravens are going to advance the chains. Jeremiah Ferguson with a tackle out of St. Pete. First and 10, Benedictine moves the chains.
Now Gathright going to get up a little slow after that play. He's going to come over here to the near sideline, and Ravens are going to bring into the ball game Matthew Sanford.
First to 10, Benedictine from the 30, their own 35. Quarterback back, throws one to his running back out of the backfield. It's going to be Witherspoon, takes it to the 40, and grab of the shoulder pads and then drug out of bounds. But an 8-yard pickup on first down. And Gus again, Dooley got the pass close enough, but Dalton had to do a nice job of extending to get the ball, pull it in, and keep his momentum going forward and picking up those 8 downfield.
Court Mattson will check out of the ball game and back in. We're going to see LeBron Jackson. Expect for the rest of the afternoon to see a heavy dose of Tanner Zimmerman and Court Mattson.
Second down and a pair. Ravens at their own 44-yard line. Motion to the wide side. Hand off to that runner. And now he's going to cut back to the opposite direction, pick up a first down. And that, again, Jayshon Todd. Now, that's a hard play. Okay, you go motion to the right, take the handoff like it's going to be a little sweep, stop, and reverse him, go back the other way. And that's hard to do. That takes a lot of time. But Jayshon with the speed to pick up that first down, first and 10. Passing so far this afternoon, Jackson Dooley, 5 of 10 for 60. Brock Neller,
gosh, 0 for 2. You know how many he's thrown for then, right? 0 for 2 for 0. First and 10. Hand off Witherspoon again. Bounces out. Gets to the edge. Comes up the hash marks. Crosses the 50. They'll say out of bounds. Down to the 45-yard line. Another 8-yard pickup. This is how, as a running back, both Sean Wara and Dalton Witherspoon, because they're not picking up 1 and 2. They're picking up 6, 8, 9 at a crack, and that's a difference maker.
Yeah, and being able to get those big chunk plays is huge for this Raven offense and for Culver defense, being able to give up this big yardage early on.
It is a second down 2 for Benedictine. They're across midfield now. Quarterback has a really deep drop. He's rolling, looking, and
yeah,
throws it right down to the ground at his feet.
Because it was a screen pass to Dalton Witherspoon, but Witherspoon gave it away really quickly. So the linebacker was there, the defensive end dropped back. Witherspoon was double-teamed on a screen pass, and on that play, he's the only real option. So you just roll out, you throw it at his feet, and you figure out that it's going to be a 3rd and 2. The biggest thing is don't take a sack on that play or throw into double coverage.
TZ comes into the ball game. Tanner Zimmerman, the 6'5", 235-pound sophomore. He's out of Olathe West High School. 3rd down and 2. Zim will go motion to the left side. Handoff is going to go to Sean. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Drop did not gain an inch. Ravens going to go for 4th down again for the 3rd time in the first quarter.
Yeah. And can I tell you, for Tanner Zimmerman, he's out there throwing his hands up a little bit because they've got Tanner, who's a tight end, playing the slot position. So it's a little different for him. Now they're going to bring Witherspoon back in for this 4th down call.
And it's good to see Gathright quickly back into the game, and he's going to go wide to the left. 4th down 2, Benedictine at the 45. Dooley will stop the count, take a long look over to the near side at head coach Osborne. Now back up under center. Play clock at 7. QB will take it, make the pitch. He's got to get to the edge, puts his head down, gets a 1st down, goes to the 40, tracks tacklers, 35-yard line, needed 2, got 10. 1st and 10, Witherspoon.
Excellent blocking out there by Jay Sean Todd. He helped give a little bit of an avenue right there for Dalton Witherspoon. Witherspoon then punishes a DB on his way to picking up that 1st down. Big play right there for the Raven offense. We're under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
Benedictine leading it 7-0. Got that little triangle of receivers on the left side. Now they'll bring Jay Sean motion right, back to left, takes the handoff. There goes the reverse. He needs a block, doesn't get it. Tackle for a loss. There was a lot of running. It was all back and forth, and Benedictine is going to lose 7 or 8. That thing just took forever.
And now officials are stopping the clock. Oh, we've got a Culver Stockton player. You can't see him. He's down here on the near sideline. Yeah, there was a whole lot of action going on with that play, but Culver Stockton did a great job of staying at home on the backside, not biting on the initial action to the far sideline and making a stop on the play. So Benedictine, on that little bit of a trickeration, they're going to lose about 6 yards.
All right, so we've seen several players get dinged up already here in the opening quarter. Is it because it's cool and overcast and rainy? Has the weather got something to do with it? Is it the turf seems to be in good condition and the footing does not seem to be any kind of an issue? Or is it, you know, just some days there's more of that?
Yeah, I think just some days there is that. Right? How many times do we go through a game and you don't see any injuries? And then today I feel like that's all we're getting. And this is a game that started 10 minutes late. It was a game that also we didn't see guys out there for a long period of time. That is one of those things that maybe makes you wonder, right? Because these guys were out there warming up. Then we had the lightning delay. Then they really only got a truncated warm-up, about 20 minutes.
Benedictine has, and we talked about success against his team, Ravens, most they have scored ever against Culver Stockton, 69 back in 2011. Previous to that, it was 56 back in 95. In the last 18 games, the Ravens have scored 765 points. Wildcats have scored 195. So you do the math. Ravens have averaged 42.5. Culver's averaged 10.8 points a game over the last 18 seasons. And yet, we're not going to hit those kind of numbers today because in the last minute and a half of the opening quarter, it's only 7-0 Benedictine here today. Raven offense so far has been able to generate, 118 yards so far.
And motion will go to the left side for BC on a second down and about 18. Pass over to the right side and wide open receiver. Caught at 30, 25. Look out. 15, 10. Down to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Joseph Langwa-Foyana.
What a job, Joseph, as he caught the ball over here in the flat. Just hit the brakes. The defender flew by him. Splits two more defenders around the goal line. Gets himself into the end zone. The Ravens now take a 2-score lead.
That play was well designed and well executed as the Ravens about to double their lead. Harry Balke in there for the point after effort. Look at Acroscus at the Abbey. Groundbreaking today here at Benedictine for the new library that they're getting set to build. The PAT, did they get a hand on it? They did. It is no good. So the point after fails, we're going to take a break. Joseph, we're at a minute 14 to go in the opening quarter of Wilcox Stadium, where it is Benedictine 13, Culver Stockton nothing.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
Benedictine, who uses multiple kicking specialists, has Cullen Bruner booted away, and the Culver Stockton return is back to their own 30-yard line. CSC will begin another possession, first and 10 at their own 30. We're down to a minute 8 to go in this quarter, and so far, guys, Culver Stockton has one first down today and 12 total yards of offense. The Raven defense, I mean, they've been great. Here's a pass to running back out of the backfield. He's got to be hit. He will get back to the line of scrimmage. Another zero-game play for the Wildcats.
That time getting out there for the Ravens on that play, you're going to have Benjamin Sylvain, the sophomore out of New Hampshire.
It is a second down for Culver Stockton. This is potentially the last play of the opening quarter, Joseph. Motion will go to the left side, but the handoff is going to go to the running back straight into the middle. He'll pick up about 5, maybe even 6 yards across the 35-yard line. It will leave Culver looking at a 3rd down 5, and I doubt they're going to snap this ball here.
Yeah, this would be the perfect opportunity to take the built-in timeout and talk about this 3rd down call, but they're quickly over the football.
Again, the Ravens are going to make multiple substitutions. They're going to look at this. 11 seconds, 10. They're coming out over the ball. Let's see if they're trying to get this off. 5 seconds. They're going to have to hurry. 3, and they will take the snap. QB's back. Blitz is on. He gets away from the first guy. Gets a pass, and it is complete. Gus, the Ravens had him where they wanted him and let him off the hook. Culver Stockton picking up a first down, and that's where we will begin the second quarter. But right now, timeout on the field. After 1 in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine 13, Culver Stockton nothing.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Here at Atchison in Kansas, we're set to go to the second quarter as Culver Stockton coming off what for them, Gus, was a big play to pick up a first down. Only their second of the afternoon. They're at their own 47-yard line. Ravens in front, 13-0. Quarterback will hand off. The sweep will go to the left side, turn in the corner, pick it up two, up to around the 49.
That time, Tim Glazer over there to make the stop for the Ravens. Short gain on the play, and Benedictine's defense has been stingy on set plays. Where they've given up yards is kind of that off-script play, right, where the quarterback gets outside the pocket and is just trying to make something happen. That has been probably the best play for Culver today.
Here's a handoff, back-to-back runs by Demarion Cobb. And that time, Heath Baker says, welcome to Atchison. Puts a shoulder right in the midsection and drives into the ground for no gain. It's third down 6. Demarion Cobb, 5'10", he's a junior from Racine, 200-pounder. Last week, 14 carries for 49. Last year, 5 carries against Benedictine for 52. So he's a very capable ball carrier. Does not get probably as many touches as you'd think. Third down 6. Quarterback deep drop. Chase sack back inside the 40-yard line. What a play. He lost 16 yards. Cole Johnson showing me incredible speed.
Yeah, that's what Cole Johnson does. He's a guy who comes in on passing situations, gets after the quarterback. That's going to be his second sack of the season. But he is a speed guy, 6'2", 225, the sophomore out of Louisville, makes a stop on the play. And now we'll see another punt for Culver Stockton.
They're finding themselves now at 4th and 20. And they're going to have Waru Venter. Snap is high. He'll take it just at the top of the helmet. Get away that left-footed kick again. That's a monster kick. Fair catch called for, and it's going to be successfully made at the 21-yard line. So Benedictine will begin this possession, first and 10, at its own 21. 13-0 Ravens in front. Early going of the second quarter here in Atchison. 13:15 to go in the half. Family weekend here at BC. The game 10 minutes delayed in getting underway. A lot of other games probably around the country being delayed because a bit of rough patch of weather went through. There are a lot of soccer games that have been moved and their starting times adjusted in anticipation of weather here this Saturday. First to 10 Ravens from their own 22. Jackson Dooley. He's got Sean Wara on his left hand. Dooley's back to throw. All the time in the world. Has a receiver open. Gets it over here to Jay Sean, who's going to be tackled immediately, but I think he got the first down.
Yeah, a little back shoulder throw right there. Jay Sean doing a great job of getting it, picking up the first down, and he's going to be up past the 30. They're going to mark him down at the 30. Well, they're going to give him a better spot than I thought. They're going to give him out to the 34, close to the 35.
Blanca Fuyana comes out of the ball game and back in for Benedictine. You're going to get... It looks like, is that Court coming back into the game? He's out there, and I think yep. I also see Tanner. First and 10, Ravens at their own 34. Gathright motion, quarterback straight back to throw. Again, all day, again a man deep, and it's going to be overthrown. Jay Sean was two steps beyond his defender, and got that pass just too long.
Yeah, Jay Sean a little upset, I think, with himself on that one that, you know, he didn't get further downfield. He kind of cut that route off and leveled it a little bit instead of angling more towards the pylon. It's going to be incomplete. Bring up a second and 10 for the Raven offense.
Benedict is still at his own 34-yard line. The handoff, and we got a new running back, 35 to the 40. Oh, look at that foot racing all the way to the 50-yard line. Goes Derek Overstreet. And the Ravens running backs, Gus, they've kind of become this three-headed thing with Witherspoon, Wara, and we're getting more and more Derek in the mix.
Yeah, Derek is a guy we saw a lot last year, but this year it's been more Wara. But when Derek gets in there, he's been showing that, you know, he can still do these.
And this time the pass over to the right flat, caught at the 45, the 40, dragging defenders for a first and 10. Cameron Dover with the catch and carry.
Nice shot by Cameron Dover. A little slant pattern right there. Gets in front of his defender, catches the ball, picks up the first down. Ravens quickly back up over the football. They like the pace they're at.
First and 10, Benedictine at the 36. Back to throw. Pumps once. Throws over the middle, and his receiver falls to the ground. He might have been tripped, but no markers are on the ground. Incomplete. Now, here's something I'd like to point out, because we talk about Cameron Dover, redshirt freshman. Sean Wara, redshirt freshman. Dalton Witherspoon, Derek Overstreet, sophomores. Jackson Dooley, sophomore. This is a very young team.
Yeah. You know, you talk about LeBron Jackson, a sophomore. So, yeah, these are all underclassmen, and, you know, it's good to see them starting to gel a little bit and kind of start to feel out this whole process.
Along with Fuliana, they caught that TD pass a minute ago into the redshirt freshman. Zimmerman's a sophomore. Quarterback's going to hand off, bounce it to the outside. There goes Overstreet. He'll angle to the 30, keeps his feet churning, turns his body sideways, 29, 28-yard line, picking up about 8. Ravens looking now at a second down and short with a long way to go. The half still 11-20 to play before intermission. Benedictine leading it here 13-0. And again, not huddling. Right back over the football. I like the up-tempo, and I think the Ravens like it.
I think it kind of works right now for this group.
Here's Jay Sean. He's one of the old guys on this team, a junior. Third down and 1. Hand off, right side, Witherspoon got the first down inside the 25-yard line, takes it to the 23. They'll move the sticks as Markel Cummings, the Decatur, Georgia native, for Culver Stockton with the stop, but BC keeps the offense alive, keeps moving it downfield. And look, you got Matthew Sanford checking into the game. Gus, he had that great week last week. By the way, another redshirt freshman. First and 10, Benedictine from the 24. Moving the football now deep in Culver territory. Dooley hands off straight ahead to the 20, to the 15, 14, 13. Another Benedictine first down. Move the chains.
Interesting pre-snap read right there for Jackson Dooley. It was a hard count, and they were going on two. When he gave the first cadence, the linebackers started walking up. He realized all of a sudden they are playing into the box. They are coming downhill. You're going to be able to go over the top if you want here in a minute.
Quarterback is back. There it is. Left flat. Take it to the 10. Dancing his way down to the 5, 4, 3, 2-yard line. First and goal on the catch by Jayshon Todd.
Because of the balance this Raven offense has right now between the run and the pass, you've really got Culver Stockton just guessing on what's going to happen next. And at this point, it opens up that play sheet, and the Ravens are looking at a first and goal from the 2-yard line. They're going to bring Court Madsen back into the ballgame, and they're going to tuck him tight on the right side.
Also brought Derek Overstreet in. Overstreet's at a receiver spot on the left side instead of being a running back. Now the quarterback's going to hand it off. Witherspoon.
Nope.
No, quarterback keeps it himself. Boots left. What a play by Jackson Dooley. He fakes to Witherspoon, pulled it back out, walked into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. Jackson Dooley takes it in on his own.
Nice little read option play right there. And that time, Jackson Dooley with the right read. The defensive end crashed down, and you walk yourself into the end zone. Great job right there for... He's a sophomore out of Lawrence High.
Jackson, 6'1", 205. I thought the Ravens might go for two here, but they'll have Balky in to kick. His last week, somebody got a hand on it, but not this time, as the point after is good. Timeout. Ravens extend their lead with their third touchdown of the afternoon. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 20, Culver Stockton nothing.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where the Raven offense, Gus, it's just hitting on all cylinders, as they say.
Yeah, right now this offense is just figuring it out, putting up a lot of yards. They're really balanced. They've got 16 first downs already, and we've got 9:20 left here in this first half.
Raven kickoff goes out of the end zone, and so it'll be a touchback. First and 10, call up the 25. It's a pass to the right side, good for 7. And Culver Stockton, they're just needing something good to happen for them as Raven Carson Anderson with the tackle. Carson Anderson getting a little extra PT this week. Also, Victor Terry III is going to get a little extra PT this afternoon as Jagger is getting a day off. Second down and a long two. Running back's going to take it. He'll cut to the right side. Hit and dropped. May even have lost a yard. But I'll tell you what, if you try to slow down and slow step and try to get in the middle like Tyler Danzy did right there, you face the music of the Carson Andersons and some of these other defenders for Benedictine, like Blue Kaplinger coming up, getting in that gap quickly.
Yeah, Carson Anderson has done a great job playing that middle linebacker slot. He's kind of stepped up a little bit with Jagger out, and, I mean, he has been a nice addition to this defense, the transfer from William Jewell.
They brought Herrera into the backfield, guys. Isn't that the receiver now next to the quarterback? Motion left. They'll hand up to him. He'll go into the middle and pick up the first down. Keeps his balance. Gets 5.
Nice spinning, twisting run right there by the back. And that time it was Tyler Danzy. Danzy, the junior running back, is 6'1", 200 pounds. So a big, solid back. Able to pick up the first down and keep this drive moving.
Lovely afternoon here. It is and continues to be. Overcast has been all afternoon, 77 degrees at kickoff. Here's Danzy. Will try the left side. The Ravens are going to string it over to the far sideline where Tim Glazer puts the bear hug on, and he brings Danzy to the ground. I'm not sure he got to the line of scrimmage. He may have, certainly did not get beyond that. They'll call it second and 10, still at the Culver 40. Ravens leading 20-0 with 7:11 to play in the first half. Two to the right, the wide side of the field. Quarterback Neller's back, looking right, throwing deep, downfield. He's got his man, but he overshoots him out of bounds. He's looking, Gus, over here on the near side for Slayton Ochoa. But the Raven coverage was really, really good. Dominic Stone King was over here with the coverage and the strong safety. I think forced him to just throw that a little long.
Slayton Ochoa is a guy who Culver Stockton really needs to get into the game. Last year against Benedictine, he had a monstrous afternoon.
8 catches, 123 yards, and a touchdown. Last week, less good. 7 catches, 52, and turned it over once. Here's a first or the second and 10 call. Quarterback's back, and his pass nearly picked off by a big old lineman, and they're going to say it's incomplete. What pressure by Tim Glazer. Miller, the Culver Stockton quarterback, made a horrible decision for a quarterback. He just kind of threw the ball into the middle, and that lineman almost grabbed it up.
Yeah, well, Tom Sally, the head coach for Culver Stockton in his 7th season, is now in his 1st season as a play caller, and quarterback Brock Neller is going to go back and say, let's not run that again, because he not only almost got sacked, he almost threw a pick to a defensive lineman, and now it'll be a 4th down and another punt.
Well, Reventer from his own 25-yard line to boot it away, and
it's blocked!
It's down on the ground, and the Ravens covered up at the 30-yard line. He went way around the outside. It was almost like one of those Australian rules kicks where he swung the leg around, and Blake Dapkus, how about that sophomore from Ashland, Missouri, he didn't just get a finger on that. He got it with the body.
Tony, he laid out sideways, and that thing hit him right in the hip. He's going to have a bruise tomorrow, but it's going to be a great play to watch as Ravens, with a blocked punt, now will start this 1st and 10 at the Culver 31.
He's going to show off that bruise to anybody who he gets a look at it. Here comes Benedict into the 31-yard line. Motion will come to the right side. Cathright. Quarterback is back. Looks left, throws short, complete at the 25. That's going to be a 6-yard pickup to Jacob. He comes up with a little bit of a limp. He trots off the field. I'm sure he's going to be okay, but he's going to come out for a play, and checking in again is going to be Matthew Sanford.
That's one of those that takes a minute to just kind of walk it off. LeBron Jackson and Matthew Sanford are going to be the receivers to the right side of the field. You're going to have Jay Sean by himself on the left, and if you look on the left side tucked in, your tight end is going to be Court Madsen.
Second down, 4, Benedict into the 25-yard line, coming off that tremendous blocked punt. 6:15 and running along here in the second quarter. QB's back. Beebe over the middle. It's going to be out of the reach at the 10-yard line of his intended receiver. He put a little bit of hot sauce on that one.
Yeah, that time he was looking over the middle of the field for LeBron Jackson, but I think he panicked just a little bit. He saw those linebackers coming, wanted to get rid of that football fast. That offensive line has been great all day. You had no pressure. Let them do their job. Expect your running back to set up there and stay in the pocket and make that pass.
Third down and 3. Ravens still at the 25-yard line. Looking to the near side, quarterback Jackson Dooley now. Gets the play from the sideline, back to throw, goes left, going to be caught at the 20. Can he break the tackle? No, but he drags the defender to the 15-yard line. The catch by Matthew Sanford. Advance the chains, 1st and 10, Robert Jones, out of Duchenne High School in St. Louis, Missouri. Bishop Duchenne. 6-foot freshman. First down, Benedict into the 15. Ravens trips right, one left. Here's his back. Quarterback looks right, throws right, back shoulder, caught. Is he in the pylon? Did he get there? Touchdown, Ravens! What a play by Cameron Dover. Made the catch. Stayed in bounds, and in to the end zone he goes.
It's going to be his first touchdown of the season for Cameron Dover. Had 4 catches for 66 yards coming into today's game.
Ravens, Gus, the stat sheet is going to take a couple of 3 pages. They are incorporating so many players into the schemes here today. We've seen a lot of different receivers catch the ball. We've seen a lot of different running backs carry the ball. We've seen that. PAT get up and get through. And now we're going to see another timeout. Benedictine beginning to assert their dominance in this game with 5:32 to go in the half. Ravens 27, Culver Stockton nothing.
Looking for a fun way to beat the heat and let loose?
Come on down to the biggest bar in Atchison, High Voltage Bar and Dance.
With 2 floors, spacious seating, pool tables, dartboards, cornhole, and live music from local bands like ADD.
A variety of drink specials all week long. DJs and themes that separate High Voltage from the rest.
For news and updates, follow at High Voltage Bar and at Barstool Benedictine on Instagram.
Must be 21 or over.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, Ravens quarterback Jackson Dooley, Gus, he has thrown touchdown passes already in the first half of 23, 42, and now 15 yards. He's 12 of 21. That's not like some kind of a fantastic percentage, but he's completing ones and making them count.
Yeah, and he also has a 2-yard touchdown run. That possession, though, if you remember back, all set up by the special teams. That huge blocked punt by Blake Dabkiss will set up the touchdown for the Ravens. And all of a sudden, it's 27-0, 5:32 left here in the first half. Now, Culver Stockton will get the ball to start the second half.
These are POW numbers, right?
Yeah.
For Dooley?
Yeah, probably.
Ravens are going to be booting it away again, and can they use Two different kickers. The kickoff guy is going to be Cullen Bruner. A duo of return men settle in at the 5-yard line, but neither one of them has touched the ball for a return yet this afternoon. And wind is just about nothing out here. There's hardly any. Here's another deep kick. It is going to land about 4 yards deep and go out the end zone. Another touchback for the Benedictine kick team. And when you do not allow a yard of return, kind of hard to get any better than that, right?
Yeah, you'll take that.
Lots of Raven alumni from every sport out here. And again, soccer was today at, well, I say was, 2, just getting started, and then 4. So we've got soccer going on, volleyball going on. Of course, this, and, you know, there's probably some intramural something happening somewhere.
We got JV tomorrow?
Yes, we do. Here's their play action. It's nearly picked, and it's a drop. It was tipped at the line of scrimmage, nearly picked. The ball goes up in the air. A defensive backfield man dives for it, and he kind of juggled it up in the air, and a third guy could not haul it in.
So Tim Glazer is the guy who hits the ball at the line of scrimmage. Jackson Hoskins dives for it, realizes that he can't get it, so he kind of volleyball lifts it, and the following guy can't make the interception, and that was a high-risk play.
Neller is going to run a tight end over to the left side, and he's going to throw down deep, and Gus, that was 15 yards beyond his intended receiver, and 7 yards beyond the Ravens' deep coverage, man. I mean, that ball was close to no one.
Well, and again, we're going to see Tim Glazer in the hip pocket of the quarterback, and right now, Tim is becoming a problem for Culver Stockton. This is a team who starts 3 freshmen across the line at center, right guard, left guard, and their left tackle is only a sophomore. It's going to bring up 3rd and 10 now for Culver Stockton at the 5:20 mark.
Here we go. Benedictine. Pressure's on. Quarterback's back. Being chased. Throws the ball. It's going to be complete at the line of scrimmage and tackled after about a 3 or 4 yard gain.
That time, Javai Blomquist able to get over there, make the tackle, and nice job by Javai. Well, you just have a conversation with him.
Yeah! We're going to do that. We're going to talk to Javai at halftime. All of these Raven team captains that we've talked to so far have been very entertaining, some fun people, good interviews, and well,
that's a lot of fun now, isn't it?
Oh, it's bad news is what it really amounts to.
4th and 4, and here we go for another punt for Culver Stockton.
Return man for the Ravens at the 30. This kick again, really low. See, it's like that Australian rules kick, and it's going to go back, and the Ravens are going to field it all the way back at the 20. Cutting back right, hit from behind it to the maybe 24, 25-yard line. That time on the return, you had Jay Sean running left. He saw that wasn't going to work, so he stops, he reverses his field, tries it right. That wasn't going to work, so he decides, okay, just got to get what I can get. Ends up with a few yards, and the Ravens will put their offense, which has been very good today. They've got to put the offense back out there. So for Benedict, then it'll bring up a 1st and 10 Ravens at their own 25. Here we go. BC, it's been, after that first series, they've been doing pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah, you talk about the first series, they had a turnover on downs, but since then have knocked out 4 touchdowns, and this being their 6th possession of the first half.
We're getting a little slow down to the game. The officials trying to get a few things ironed out here. And here we go. 1st and 10 from the 25-yard line. Ravens with the football. Motion will go to the left, the wide side. Back to throw, Dooley. He's been throwing well, and he's throwing deep, and he's got his man, and it's going to be tackled for a pass interference, and there it comes. Oh, my goodness. Because that was going to be a 75-yard TD strike. That was perfectly thrown. He had Jacob Gathright in stride. The defender says, I have one option. He grabbed him with the legs and brought him down.
It's not a bad option either.
No, it's the only thing to do.
It was probably one of the better passes we've seen out of Jackson Dooley lengthwise all season.
Pass interference, defense, number 7, 15-yard penalty from the previous
5. First down.
Give up a touchdown or just give up 15 yards. I think it's an easy decision to be made. It'll be a first and 10 now for Benedictine. All the way out to the 40-yard line. 4:18 left here in the first half. Ravens leading Culver Stockton 27-0.
So here we go. From their own 40-yard line. Benedictine back to throw, pass right side. Coming back and making a catch from behind Matthew Sanford. A circus catch and a BC first down at midfield.
Matthew Sanford at 6'4", uses those long arms to go up and make the reception. The ball out now at midfield.
We're down to 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a 4-touchdown lead. Again, moving to football, they're at midfield. Dooley. He's got that's Dalton left. Handoff jet sweep. Cut left. Trying to get outside. 50. Down to the 45. Gathright down to the 42-yard line. Give him 8.
That time Gathright stopped and then did a little bit of a spin move. Runs backwards. Picked up. They're going to give him about, 7 on the play. It'll be a 2nd and 3.
Here comes the Raven offense. And again, Benedictine not huddling it up anymore. They're coming right back up over the line of scrimmage. Play gets telegraphed in from the near sideline. They all check that little wristband, and here they go. Handoff is going to go to Dalton. Witherspoon to the 40. Witherspoon to the 35. Keeps his balance at the 30. Puts a hand down. Regains his balance to the 25-yard line. 1st and 10, Benedictine. Witherspoon, a 17-yard ramble.
Dalton Witherspoon, we've talked about it this afternoon, the reigning Heart of America Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week, putting up good numbers here today, and I really think a lot of it today is that he's been able to keep fresh legs. The Ravens have run in Witherspoon, Wara, Overstreet, and really sprinkled him in this offense effectively.
And they've got him still out there, though, with this 1st and 10 out of the 25-yard line. Motion to the right, quarterback is back to throw, rolling. Now he's going to get it away. Here's Jay Sean at the 30-25, and he's going to be drugged down from behind as he had to slow down at the 20-yard line. Jay Sean was like the 3rd or 4th check down. Highland Jennerlett with the stop. But as Dooley went through the progression, he was looking downfield and looked in downfield and then finally picked up his guy out of the backfield as that safety valve receiver. 2nd down and 6? Let's call it 6 at the 21. 2 minutes to go, first half. Jackson's back again. Throws right side. His receiver's on the ground, and there's the marker. Before the ball got there, Jayshon was prone. Tyheim Morrell out of Harvey, Louisiana. It's not Louisiana. It's Louisiana.
Can I tell you, we were laughing the other day. We were going through the boards and some of this too deep, and I feel like they made up a lot of these cities because I'm not familiar with many of them.
Well,
I mean, you have some easy ones, like St. Petersburg and Orlando. I will tell you, too, they also recruit the South pretty hard.
You got Tampa, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, Ogden, Utah. You've heard of those, and Land O'Lakes, Florida.
But Brent, Alabama, Marquette Heights, Illinois. We've never heard of Augusta, Georgia before. Oh, maybe.
You may have heard of Augusta, Georgia before, maybe.
Isn't that place where they should put, a field and instead they hit some balls on it or something?
I don't know. You could graze some livestock on that. It looks like a lovely pasture. 1st and 10. BC inside the 15-yard line. Straight ahead run down to the 10, maybe down to the 9-yard line. What looked like it was going to be very, very short yardage ultimately turns into about 5 as hard running by the Raven backs. And that time it was Derek Overstreet. Here's the thing. The Raven running backs and the receivers are now in a great competition because it's like, who's going to get the carries and who's going to make the most of them? And they're all really playing well right now.
Yeah, I think that's something to talk to Coach Osborne about next week is, the competition you see brewing between these guys.
Back to throw again. Dooley pumps it, pulls it back, rolls right. Pressure comes on, and he's going to throw it into the back corner of the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete to Derek Overstreet. Overstreet had run down the left side, all the way to the back of the end zone, and then all the way to the right across the field, and got a fingertip on that thing just before he steps out of bounds, but it'll be incomplete. 3rd down, Ravens. They're at the 9-yard line. They got to get this thing down to about the 4.
Ravens are now going to bring Court Madsen back into the ballgame. Court, a 6'4", 225-pound junior out of Topeka's Washburn Rural.
I'm so glad to see Court out there playing. He got dinged up a little bit last year, did not get to play in a bunch of games later in the year. Here's motion over to the right side for Benedictine. That's going to be Wara in motion, and penalty markers set sail before the snap of the ball. Clock stops at the minute 15.
We'll start. Number 21 on the offense, 5-yard penalty, third down.
So Benedictine's going to move that thing back. It'll bring up a third and 10. Now back at the 14-yard line. Ravens in front, 27-0. 75 seconds of play in the opening quarter. Don't forget, we'll be back summarizing things and have our halftime guest, Javi Blomquist.
We're going to talk about something. Benedictine can get into the end zone right here. It might spell the afternoon for Culver.
Ravens are sideline to sideline with receivers. Now Dooley will roll. He'll throw. He's got his man looking for LeBron, and it is going to be considered incomplete. He made the catch, but they will say he was out of bounds on the left side.
That's a big play right there for Culver Stockton, because if Benedictine could have scored, right, you go up five scores. Culver Stockton has only touched the ball five times today, right? Like, all of a sudden, you just don't have enough possessions to get yourself back into the game.
So you got Harry Balke coming out here. Now, he's looking for a 31-yard field goal. Harry's 3 of 4 on the season, but this is his longest so far has been 25. This is placed on its way. It's got plenty of height, plenty of length, and it's right through there. Harry Balke successful on the field goal attempt as it brings us to a timeout with 1:03 to go in the half. Now it's Benedictine 30, Culver Stockton nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Oh, this kickoff by Benedictine, it's going to be brought out of the end zone from 2 yards deep and up the right side to the 10 and hit and down. Well, I tell you what, that did not turn into a great decision by Culver Stockton at the 14-yard line. CSC is going to have the football with 58 seconds to go in the opening half. They got a long way to go to get something on the board here before intermission.
Yeah, you got 58 seconds. You have all three timeouts right now, but you've had an offense that has struggled to get things going right now.
No question about it. They've had 22 plays. They've got 40 yards. And now the ball pops loose. The Ravens knock it out of the hands of quarterback Brock Neller. BC thinks they've got it, and they do. Benedictine takes it away.
Jared Heron gets back there, knocks the football out of the quarterback's hands, and coming back up with it at the bottom of the stack, it's going to be Isaac Anderson with the fumble recovery. And I'm telling you, that couldn't have gone any worse for Culver Stockton, right? You take the ball 2 yards out of the end zone, you get it back up to the 10, and then you fumble the ball back to Benedictine, where they'll now have it 52 seconds. They have all three of their timeouts, and
I'm just watching Brock Neller on the far sideline, seeing how a player reacts to a play like that. He's just kind of pacing hard up and down the sideline, frustrated, just very frustrated with how that's gone. And Benedictine already leading at 30-0. Well, they are threatening again. Just inside a minute to go in the half. Ravens, 1st and 10 at the 11.
Handoff, right side. Witherspoon bounces outside 10. Witherspoon 5. Witherspoon, touchdown, Ravens!
Yeah, it's coming back on a penalty by Jay Sean. He threw his guy to the ground, but they're going to say he was locked up. That had to be a hold. I just think that Jay Sean been going to the George Papagiorgio School of Blocking. I mean, I thought that was a pretty good hands inside the shoulder pads, but penalty against the Ravens.
Holding offense. Number one, 10 yards penalty for side of foul.
Jay Sean's out there kind of dancing around going, oh my goodness, I didn't think they were going to call me for that. So for Benedict, they wipe that TD off the board for Dalton Witherspoon. The clock goes to 44 seconds left, and we are now at first and, oh, that's kind of what, first and 13? Is that the spot foul? It's at the 15-yard line. And markers all over the place because there are people moving.
We're going to go against, looks like, a Raven left tackle.
Ball start, number 50, on the offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
All right. So you talk about the Raven pass catchers as being young guys. Look at this line. Sophomore, junior, redshirt freshman.
Yeah.
Going left to right.
Here's the handoff again, and this time there's nowhere to go for Dalton Witherspoon. He's going to be stood up and driven back. And we're going to get BC taking a timeout. Joseph, let's take a break as the Ravens are going to try to pull a little magic out of the hat with half a minute to go in the first half. We're in Atchison, Kansas, where your score is Benedictine 30, Culver Stockton nothing.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
So huddle up around head coach Joel Osborne as they're trying to decide what to do with just about a half a minute to go in the opening half. They lead 30 to nothing, but now looking at second down, and this is going to be like 21 or 2 at the 23-yard line. Welcome back here. Late going of the half, Benedictine has been dominant in the game, dominant statistically, dominant on the scoreboard, and I guess they'd like to be a little more dominant. They'd like to get another one tacked on right here.
Yeah, and they've got 36 seconds to do it.
Witherspoon is going to be your running back. Motion will go to the left. And quarterback Dooley's back. Wants to go downfield. He's got his man and missed him. And penalty marker at the 5 or 10-yard line. There's going to be a pass interference at the 10.
Yeah, that
Jay Sean got held on to it.
That time, Tyheem Merrill, who struggled this afternoon trying to match up with the speed of Jay Sean Todd, he just wrapped him up and said, hey, I can't keep up with you, but you also can't run away from me.
Now, here's the problem. Ravens are going to get some yardage, but tick-tock.
Yeah, we still got two timeouts. And
here we go.
Pass interference. Defense, number 7. The ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. First down.
So this will take the ball all the way to the 15. So it's a 7-yard penalty. But you'll reset the sticks, and it'll be first and 10.
So first and 10, Benedictine. 31.8 seconds left in the half. Jay Sean is very wide to the right side. Witherspoon is your running back. Left side, Jake Gathright.
We're going to stop play for a second because they got to move the sticks. There we go.
Tied in on the right side. Going to be Tanner Zimmerman. Fuller, Hinton, Beckham, Lee, and Schmidt. Sounds like a law firm. There's your Raven offensive front five. First down is a call from the 15-yard line. Quarterback is the sophomore from Lawrence, Jackson Dooley.
The linebackers look like they're going to come on a blitz, and then they drop back. Quarterback takes the snap, throws left, and traffic in. With double coverage, Jacob Gathright had a receiver just behind him, and a defender just in front of him, and then Dooley's pass is going to go incomplete. And yet, you know, that ball looked pretty good. I thought maybe he was going to just, like, thread that needle here.
Yeah, it really did look like Jacob was going to have a shot to come up with that football. Anyway, it falls incomplete. 28 seconds left here in the first half.
Plays taking just a few seconds off the clock. Second down, 10, still at the 15-yard line. The Ravens within field goal range, but they would like more before halftime. Here's a handoff going to the left side. Witherspoon and bumped out of bounds into 14, picking up a single yard. Not much there. Robert Jones, the cornerback, again, young fella out of St. Louis, Missouri, pushes him out of play along the near side. It'll bring up a third down, 9, Benedictine. Closer now to the 14-yard line, and we're down to 21 seconds left in the half. Got to see a lot of our old acquaintances in town today for family weekend. It used to be parents' weekend, remember, but they got more inclusive, you know, family weekend. Third down call, trips right, one left. Quarterback's back, looks right, looks left, now running, now looking downfield. The defense is holding on to the receivers. The pass into the end zone. Is it complete? Was he across the line of scrimmage? It is. He wasn't. It's a touchdown, Ravens. And Sally is furious because I thought he was across the line of scrimmage.
But you have to understand, for that rule to apply, his entire body has to be past the line of scrimmage. So he can be in front as long as he still has a toe behind the line of scrimmage. He's behind. So that's always a tough judgment call. Nice play right there by the quarterback. Jackson Dooley. We see 15 flirt with that every Sunday, right?
So the touchdown pass and catch for the Ravens, and here comes a PAT, and Benedictine makes Culver Stockton pay for the turnover deep in their own end of the field. Taking a break, Joseph. We've still got 11 seconds to go in the half. Ravens may not be done. It's Benedictine 37, CSC nothing.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Culver Stockton will have Gavin Gardner bring that ball out on the Raven kickoff. And with 5 seconds to play in the half, CSC is going to have the ball at their own 24-yard line. And you would think, theoretically, with one play available to them, and they're not going to kneel on it, Gus. You'd think he would just, like, say, I just got to get to the locker room. And he will. He takes the snap. Nobody else moves. And he goes to a knee, and that is the end of the half. It has been a great one for Benedictine. Culver Stockton has had some issues. We'll come back. We'll try to summarize the opening half for you, and when we return, as the teams make their way to the locker room here in Atchison, Kansas, halftime score, Benedictine 37, Culver Stockton nothing.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Well, Ravens have gotten into the locker room. Culver Stockton has a few players who are still kind of patiently, slowly taking their time and making their way off of the field. And we are at intermission here on Family Weekend. There are a lot of things that are going to be going on here and a lot of celebrations to be enjoyed. But, Gus, for us here in the booth watching this game, the celebrations on the scoreboard, 37-0. You know, in halftime, you're going to be hard-pressed to get a whole lot better than that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach Osborne's going to go in the locker room and say, guys, a little more of what you did in the first half, because that was a really good half. You gave up the field goal. Thank you very much. You scored the field goal. That was probably your worst possession. Other than that, the Ravens were able to get up and down the field, put up a lot of yards. They had a blocked punt. They forced a fumble right there at the end of the half. And both of those turnovers, they were able to turn into scores. Right now, Benedictine clicking on all cylinders, leading 37-0 here at the break. And the yardage, you talked about it a little bit. I'll let you dive into it a little more, but you would expect 37 points, like 400 yards worth of offense. Well, it's a little less because a couple times you've been set up with short fields.
Yeah, and so for Benedictine in the first half, okay, a couple of numbers just like to leap off the page. 49 plays? You ran 49 plays in a half. You usually can run, you know what, upper 60s plays in a game, and you're almost 50 at halftime.
Yeah, last week you ran only 70 against Peru State. Missouri, yeah, last week Culver Stockton ran 76, and that thing went to overtime. I always figure you're 65 to 70 plays
yeah.
a game.
Well, Benedictine, 49 first-half plays, 325 first-half yards. For Culver Stockton, 24 plays, 34 first-half yards. And, you know, it gets even worse when 31 of those were passing yards. You've rushed for 3 first-half yards for Culver Stockton. And, you know where I'm at. I think that you're on the same page with me. Got to be able to run the football if you're going to be successful at any level.
Yeah, you've got to be able to run the football and run it at least somewhat. Is you remember back, Culver Stockton has finished an afternoon against Benedictine with negative rushing yards. That's not completely unheard of for them. But right now, Culver Stockton's struggling to get anything put together. And by not running the football, you're giving Benedictine the ball back quickly. And I think that's really why Benedictine's offense has had so much momentum today, is because they've hardly been off the field.
Touchdowns by Reed Levi on a 23-yard pass catch. Zach Bensing. That wasn't Zach Bensing. But
it was not Zach Bensing. It was Joseph.
Yes, Joseph Longuafuiana. 42-yard pass reception. Jackson Dooley ran it in from 2 yards out. Cameron Dover, 15-yard catch. Balky, a 31-yard field goal. Jay Sean, a 14-yard reception. So, again, Jackson Dooley having a huge day. 1 rushing and 4 passing touchdowns so far this afternoon. We got a big second half still on tap. Stick around with us for that. But right now, it's halftime here in Atchison, Kansas. Got a great conversation, a great interview coming up. We'd encourage you to stick around for that and be back with us for the second half. But right now, with your intermission score, Benedictine 37, Culver Stockton nothing. We kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. You bet he's got your halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
We've got Javai Blomquist with us, defensive back for the Benedictine Ravens. Javai, it's good to talk to you, young man. How you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, let's start with the, let's just go to the background. Let's get a little Javai biography. Tell me about home and where you're from.
So I'm from San Diego, California. Grew up in City Heights. Moved to Northern San Diego. Been playing football since I was 5 years old. Never since then, you know, just been grinding. So,
got siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yes, I do. I have four sisters and one brother. So, you know, I love those guys. I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest of six. So, you know, like to do a lot with them. My mom, dad, you know, love them.
Are they athletic? Your siblings? Are they ball
players?
No,
actually, I'm the first football player in my family. So that's something that I get to hold and hold like an accolade. Of some sort, so definitely.
Okay, and Madison High School, right?
Yes, sir. Went to Madison High School.
Go Warhawks?
Yes, go Warhawks. Under Coach Rick Jackson. We did a whole lot out there. We had a lot of success, but unfortunately didn't get to win any championships, but, you know, hopefully we get to do it out here.
See, I was going to ask you, so how good was the team? Was it pretty good then?
Yeah, we were pretty good. We went to, like, the third round of playoffs my junior year, but, you know, senior year, COVID happened and everything, and never really got the chance to see where we could go with that, so.
Well, tell me a little bit about, here's a Southern California guy, but here you are in the heartland. Now, how'd you end up coming from out there to here?
Honestly, I had to sit down with my parents and talk to them. Benedictine was one of my only options out of the COVID season that I could come to. So, you know, we came out here, checked it out, and I loved it. It was super cold, though. You know, it was something that was different. But weighed out my options and came out here and loved it ever since.
Were you one of the guys who had never seen snow till you came to Atchison?
Yeah, I had never seen snow until I came out here in February of 2020 or 2021, I believe. So, yep.
I had to buy a coat when you got here?
Yeah, I had to get my first coat. I had never had a coat. Didn't have any. I had to get like the thermals.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely interesting for the first time. And I loved it when I first came out here, but now the snow gets on my nerve a little bit. So.
it kind of gets that way after a while.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay, when you were in high school, obviously football guy, but were you a multi-sport guy, or was football just kind of the thing?
I played basketball for the first 2 years of my high school career, but after a while I stopped doing that and stuck to football and track. So I was a dual sport athlete, but never, you know, played any other sports other than track and football for the most part.
Madison, your team, are there any of your teammates who went on to play, you know, after high school football?
In my class, not that I – oh, actually, Chris Jackson, he's playing at Mesa College right now, so he's doing his thing over there. But outside of that, Herman Smith, he's at Idaho State right now, and, yeah, a few guys for sure. But
okay, let's talk about important stuff. Academics. Tell me about your major and things.
Oh, I'm currently business management, thinking about doing sports management as well. Don't necessarily know what I want to do with that, but I know I want to do some kind of entrepreneurial work and, you know, own my own business. So
if I decide like I'm going to go pro, I should call you. You're going to be like my agent.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I get you right. I definitely whatever you need, you know. I'm gonna look for one thing that a million people have a problem with and try to fix it, especially if it's like an efficiency thing or something of that nature.
So when you came to Benedictine, you made a visit and you were here for a weekend and kind of got to see the place. But when you got here, what was it like compared to maybe what you thought you were going to get yourself into? How is it the same as you thought, or maybe different than you expected?
It was definitely different coming out here, small town, you know, as compared to San Diego. The people were a lot nicer. It was very interesting to see that. The coaches all knew my name, and I don't know. It was just like the vibe is a lot different in a small town like Atchison and like Benedictine, but it was definitely interesting. I loved it. You know, we had so much fun coming out here, especially with my parents and stuff for the first time. It was definitely nice.
Is your family, it's a long trip. Does your family get an opportunity to ever come and get to see a game?
Yes, they will be coming out here this weekend, actually. They come out here tomorrow, but they'll be out here for the game and all of those things. They come out like once a year. Everybody comes out and we have like a good time. They'll either stay in Kansas City or Atchison area, and we'll all get together in an Airbnb and just, you know, have a good time.
So we're bringing brothers, sisters are coming along too.
One of my sisters is coming, so I'm definitely excited to see her. But hopefully, I can get the rest of my siblings to come out here soon.
Let's talk a little bit about you and this football team. The defense has just been, I think, has been lights out so far this year. Tell me about the group and the fact that I feel like this is a tight knit bunch of guys.
Man, those guys keep me grounded, man. We're definitely super tight knit. You know, I don't know what I'll do without those guys, man. You know, we work hard every day. We preach every day to, you know, be brothers and be tight and to work hard together. So it's like that translates to the field whenever we're out there battling with each other. We trust each other to do our job, and that's what we do. And then it all just ends up working out in the end, you know what I mean? Nobody is thinking that they're above the next person. You know, we all know our jobs and know our responsibilities, and we do it all to a high level.
Javai Blomquist with us, Benedictine defensive back, and I go with defensive back, even though in the program and on my boards I put you down as a safety, but let's talk a little bit about the position that you play, because, again, you're listed as a safety. I look at you and I see your size. I'm thinking safety, and yet I'm going to some of the games and, you know, thinking back, and I think particularly maybe the Grandview game last year, I see you as a linebacker line. I see you rushing the quarterback. I mean, tell me about that. How does that all come together, man?
So for our position, it's different because we have a hybrid position, which is called the star. And the star, as a star, we play like a linebacker safety type of hybrid, and we have to learn all of the positions during practice and in our position meetings. So I did that for a good amount of time last year, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, I'd like to be back deep and make plays. So it's definitely we definitely do a lot with that. The safety position is very versatile on this team, but, that's basically what that is.
So practice. I come up, I watch practice quite a bit. Just got done watching you guys do practice before we get together here today. And is it as intense as I think it is, and is it complicated? Because I look at the defense, and I'm thinking it's not just see the ball, chase the ball. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of trusting your eyes. And on our defense, you have to really know every position, especially as the safety. So it could be very complex and complicated to someone that's looking at it for the first time. But, it's definitely a lot to look at. But we have to know all the positions on the field, like I said, as a safety. And during practice, we play with high intensity, high energy at all times. So you're doing that and you're working hard and you're doing all these rotations and stuff. And it's like, you know. So
who's your read? I mean, when you're looking at the offense, they come out and then they're shifting around. Are you following somebody? Are you looking to see, okay, there's one guy in the backfield, so I got to be over here? Yeah, how's that go?
I guess as the star, really, your first read is off of the linebacker a lot of the time, or off of the running back a lot of the time. So based off of what they're doing, you know, you adjust yourself off of those plays that we call. But we do run a lot of plays, and really just off of our plays, it's a lot of different jobs and responsibilities that you have doing that. But it's not really one key read that you have. It's like in the moment as the play is going along and you're seeing things happening, you have to adjust yourself based off of that. So
no time for the coach to telegraph in and say, hey, you got to do this. You have to be able to be
right.
the guy on the spot.
Yeah, they definitely can't hold your hand, and we don't do that here. You know, they put a lot on us, and they give us a lot of responsibility to have to make these plays and do the things that we do, but we like it that way, you know, and it makes it better for us as a squad to trust each other and do things with each other and talk about the plays with each other and then go out and, you know, execute.
Javai Blomquist is with us here as a Benedictine defensive back, and the season, a couple of bumps along the way, but you know what? There's a long road ahead and a bright future for this team. The team's still feeling good, aren't they?
Yeah, no, most definitely. We still feel that we're playing, or we can play to a higher level, play at a championship level, and we do. We work so hard every day over the summer, and you know, just seeing the stuff come along, even though it's been a couple bumps in the road, you know, we're going to get over those bumps and, you know, win, or hopefully, you know, God willingly win a championship. And we're all on the same page with that. You know, nobody has lost faith or lost hope in any of in the program or the team or anything like that. So we're definitely excited. Even though the humps are there, you know, we're going to overcome it. You know, no championship level team is ever going to be, you know, not having any adversity. So,
okay, so you talked about staying around. Were you one of the many players who spent the summer here?
Yeah, we definitely had like 120 players stay over the summer, and that definitely made a big difference, at least, you know, with the chemistry on this team. It's very good chemistry. We work every day, you know, play blood, sweat, and tears with the person next to your left and to your right. So,
what was your summer job? This is gonna be good.
I worked at Wendy's for half of the summer, and then when I was back home for the beginning of May. So when I was back home, I was working in a nursing facility, and I was doing like a sitter job where I was watching the clients and things of that nature. So when I came out here, I was looking for some, and then I ended up working at Wendy's, and I actually enjoyed it a lot. It was a lot of fun.
You see a lot of people. You meet a lot of folks,
right,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was nice because, you know, you've seen all the people that are, like, in Kansas. It's a lot of different people, a lot of different individuals. And being out there, you know, definitely gave me a broader perspective about what Kansas is about. And it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Let's say someday, and I have never been to Southern California, okay? We'll start with that. Mm-hmm. So let's someday that I go to San Diego, I have to give you a call because you're going to take me out. We're going to go to eat, and what are we going to have? Because if I'm going out there, I'm going to have to depend on you, you know, to kind of show me the right place. Tell me where we go.
I'll probably take you to Alberto's Taco Shop, and we would have to get the carne asada fries or a California burrito. San Diego is known, or California at least, is well known for their taco shop, so that's definitely one of my favorite places to go to when I'm out there.
So this is like a regular restaurant, not a food truck. This is
it's like a little corner. It doesn't even have like a dine-in area. Like, you have to drive through and pick your order up, and then you drive out. Like, it's just a drive-in, drive-through. It's really nice. It's not super nice. It's all yellow and red. I love it though. It's very good.
Okay, as a young man who is, you know, you travel some. I mean, you've been West Coast, you've been here in the Midwest, mm-hmm. you've been in school, you've had jobs, you know, and working and doing a lot of things. Let's say one of your, you know, a war hawk comes up to you, a young man at school, says, mm-hmm. man, Javai, you know, I'm trying to decide what to do. Give me a little advice. What kind of advice do you give a young person here today?
I would tell that young person to be prepared really for anything, any situation that you go into. There's a lot of ups and downs, you know, but at the end of the day, we are a brotherhood here, and, you know, we work hard. So if you can do those two things and follow along and, you know, fall in line, then we fit for here. But, you know, like I said, we work hard, and sometimes that can be an issue for some folks. So it's like, as long as you know that you can work hard and you can, you know, be a brother and enjoy your time here, then it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a real fun time.
Who'd you turn to for advice? Who was your mentor? I mean, obviously your father certainly was, but were there other individuals in your life that, you know, that kind of gave you good advice, or who you looked at them and said, man, I'm going to model myself after this individual, and because they're doing what I want to do?
My mom was a big role model of mine just growing up in general. I love her to death. She works hard every single day, and, you know, I kind of bring that mindset to, you know, the field every single day, at least. You know, she's the hardest working person that I know. So seeing that every day, you know, motivates me to do better every single day. And I love it. I love her to death. You know, also Coach Jackson, he's my high school head coach. I looked up to him a lot, you know, looked to him for advice for a lot of the college things, the college situations that I was going to end up in, or, you know, possible situations. And he gave me a lot of good advice, and, you know, it's a big part of the reason why I'm here today. You know, he told me to take a risk and, you know, trust myself. And ever since then, taking that advice has just helped me elevate to a whole new level. So,
outstanding. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. You've got things to do, but I've got one more question. I've been asking all the guys this question, and it's like the hardest question I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which is it?
Spider-Man.
Okay. How was that?
Spider-Man's been my favorite. He's definitely been my favorite superhero growing up, but he's just super agile. He's super strong. He has a personality. He's super funny. So it's like, I feel like Superman and Batman are super serious and always trying to just do too much. Like, honestly, they do too much. And Spider-Man, you know, he's always there to help individuals, but he has fun while doing it. And, you know, that's kind of how I like to live my life. So
there you go. Javi Blomquist, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, young man. I appreciate you taking your time and wish you very good success in the classroom, on the field. Go Ravens, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It was a pleasure speaking to you as well.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, October 15th for the Amberwell Health Fair and the new For Your Health Fun Run in Atchison. The event will be held at the Atchison Elementary School, and it's a great time for the whole family. Come from 8 a.m. to noon for free health screenings, flu shots, free prizes and giveaways, and a visit from Casey Wolf. If you'd like to run or walk in the 4K or in the kids' quarter-mile run, register online now at amberwellhealth.org. Bring the whole family and enjoy a day of fun and wellness at the Atchison Elementary School on Saturday, October 15th.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
All right, welcome back to Wilcox Stadium. Here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. Tremendous crowd. It's so good to see all these people here this afternoon. And as the Ravens get set to go into the second half, they enjoy a 37-0 lead. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Joseph, you're such a good guy taking care of us like that. Ravens are going to kick it off. Clover brings it up to the 10. Crossing the field, going backward, hit at the 10. Now spinning back, going backward again, hit at the 12 and down at the 13-yard line. There are markers everywhere. That was a mess.
Yeah, so he's going to get out to about the 14. He's a little slow to get up. There's a marker at the 11. It'll be a holding, and that'll bring them back to start this possession at their own 6-yard line.
I got to tell you,
we're back in the back. On the return team, number 56. Half the distance to the goal, first down.
We're a little late getting back. Joseph doing a good job of taking care of us because sometimes you just got to socialize. We've seen some of the great Ravens of all time. We missed a happy birthday earlier to Keith Hertling. Now, while Keith's not here, some of the other great Raven players from the past are, like, we just had a nice visit with Don Brown and his two sons here who look like they're about as athletic as they get. So it's good to see Don and his sons with him. And we also got a chat with Frank Goa, who's here from Southern Florida. Just flew up from Hollywood Fort Lauderdale Airport. And he's up here and spending a little time back at the old haunts. It's great to see those guys.
It's not exactly Florida weather today.
It is not. It is overcast and middle 70s right now. A little bit of a breeze kicking up out of the south. Now the ball is snapped back. Quarterback picks it up. It's on the ground, and he's going to hurl it out of bounds. And I'm going to tell you what, Brock Neller deciding to try to save himself and save the ball. He's already turned this thing over enough times today.
No.
He was able to corral it and get rid of it. It will bring up I'm not sure what it's going to bring up.
It should have been third down.
I would have thought it was. 1 yard to go. And they've got this marker, the down box.
I'm not so sure.
Like
maybe they didn't just till that play during. And so they're going to call it now 3rd and inches.
Wow. All right. From the 14-yard line, Culver Stockton has the football. We're half a minute into the second half, and the Ravens leading at 37-0.
we're talking about yardages and differences in the game, you just pick a number, pick a statistic. The Benedictine has been dominant. And again, the number that leaps out at me for the Ravens, 325 yards in the first half. Culver Stockton, 34 first half yards.
When the pass is thrown, it'll be second down. Replay the down.
The old inadvertent whistle. We had one of those at Graceland, if you'll recall. So that's a break for Culver Stockton. Second down at about a yard from around the 14. Running back is going to take it. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and he is going to lean and stretch, and he might have gotten that yard.
Yep, and they're going to give him the first down.
Line judge from the near side says just beyond the 15-yard line, so first and 10 for CSC.
Clark, who ran out to a huge lead early, well, Mid-America's caught him. It's 24-24 with just about 3 minutes left in that game. Grandview leading Missouri Valley 14-0. You've got Baker leading Graceland 28-21.
Neller's back to throw again, rolls right, throws right, has his man caught at the 25, and right at the first down marker, the catch by Slayton Ochoa, tackled by Jaskin, Jackson Hoskins for Benedictine out of Blue Valley West, and they will call it, they're going to say short of the 25, make it a second down two. Culver Stockton, they're trying to speed up the tempo a little bit. It certainly worked well for the Ravens. CSC is going to see if it doesn't work well for them. Motion right on the second down two. Running back is going to take the ball, bump over to the left side, pick up a first down, and lots more at the 30. Cuts to the outside, 35, and finally ankle tackled up at the 38, 39-yard line. Nice run, a slashing run to the left side, and it is first and 10 for Culver. Benedictine, the tackle by Fabian Njika, and now the first down call, and it's going to be a gain of about three. Gus, at some point, don't the officials have to take control of the game and say, we got to get the down boxes set because they're still running up
yes.
the field when the ball gets snapped?
Yes, so that's on the officials to stand over and make sure everything gets set before
yeah.
you allow the offense to start
but
this
notice,
play.
They set the ball down, and nobody stands over the ball to, you know, to make sure that it's being administered well. Second down, six. Wow. Having a good series so far. They're all the way up to their own 43. Now the quarterback is hit, again pulls away. Runs upfield, gets a pass away, and just short of the first down, the reception again by Ochoa, shoved out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. It'll bring up a third down and very short.
When was the last time we saw quarterback Brock Neller get back there and have a clean drop? Because every time he drops back, as soon as he turns back around, there is a defender in his grill ready to hit him, and he's had to make a lot of these plays on the run.
And yet, he's been able to escape a lot of times. This time, the handoff into the middle, and it's going to be short of the first down. And Culver Stockton has a Colt Johnson tackle is made by the Ravens. He's going to be looking at a fourth down and a yard. Will Culver lead the offense out there? We've talked about it earlier. We've seen a lot of fourth down efforts today.
Why not?
Well, as they look over to the far sideline, we want to thank you for enjoying Raven football this afternoon right here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Fourth down and a long yard, just short of the 50. Quarterback will hand off, running back is hit behind the line of scrimmage. Will lose 3 yards. Ben Sylvian out of Bedford, New Hampshire. We haven't had a lot of New Hampshire guys playing football here at BC. Some New Jersey guys, not a lot of New Hampshire. But that was a great tackle. A Raven defense holds, and they're going to put the offense out of the field in a great, great place.
Yeah, the Ravens quickly run out over the football. They're ready to snap this. Witherspoon's going to be your running back on this play.
Benedictine picked up the tempo as that first half went along, and it seemed like the faster they went, the more success they had. First and 10 here at the 46. Dooley will pitch. Witherspoon will cut it upfield, gets to the line of scrimmage, and the lateral pursuit got there and stopped him for a very short gain. It'll bring up a second down long. Raven offense out on the field with 10:55 to go in a fairly rapidly moving third quarter. BC in front 37-0. Not a lot of questions left in this game, Gus. There are some. Benedictine's record scoring mark against Culver Stockton, 62 points. One of the questions is, can they eclipse that? Motion left, quarterback back, pass over the middle. It's a little bit high and going to be incomplete. Looking for Gathright around the 30-yard line. It'll bring up a third down call now.
Gathright being D'd up out there by the linebacker, Anthony Flores, a senior.
Benedictine one time had held Culver Stockton in one game to negative rushing yards today. Well, Culver is doing, you know, a little bit better than that. They're 12 here in the third quarter. Third down, 9. BC at the 45-yard line. Long count as Dooley stands at the midfield mark, takes a snap. Looking left, throwing deep. Downfield, Gathright goes back, and is he interfered with? There's no marker down. The pass is a little behind, and he had to slow up, and his coverage man comes up a little gimpy.
Yeah, that time Taheem Merrill has struggled all day with Jacob Gathright. That time able to get a good clean play on it. It'll bring up a fourth down. And for the Ravens, this will be the first time we're going to see your punter, Colin Bruner, today.
Bruner has 5 kicks inside the 20-yard line already this season. Return man got one at the 7-yard line and one about the 13. And this kick is away, end over end. It'll bounce at the 10. And the Ravens, can they find it? And they will at the 1-yard line. What a fantastic kick coverage job downfield. And I'm going to tell you what. The key to that was turning around, finding the football, and then making that play. Guess, is that Ezekiel?
No,
is that Blake? Is that Blake?
Blake Dabkis, who blocked the punt earlier, now gets downfield and downs the ball at the 1.
Wow. What a fantastic afternoon for him. And for Culver Stockton, the field position just can't get any worse. I mean, they bottomed out here. You're inside the 1.
Finally force a punt, and now you've got your offense in the end zone to start this possession.
10 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. QB's all the way to the back of the end zone. Lofton, one left side. He's got a man downfield. Turns around, and it's going to be broken up. Good defense by Jackson Hoskins. One-on-one coverage in front of the Culver Stockton bench all the way up at the 30-yard line. He breaks it up. It'll bring up a second down, 10.
I was worried that quarterback Brock Neller was going to run out of the end zone before he was able to get rid of that football, because he took 3 big steps and let go of the football. Well, the problem is, you don't have that kind of room right there backed up in your own end zone.
The entire team standing in the end zone for Culver Stockton, and there's a pitch trying to get out of the goal. He'll get up about to the 1 or so. That is risky business back there, running that play, stretching that far out to the side. And now the ball carrier, very slow. That's Demarion Cobb, very slow to climb to his feet because he took some punishment down there.
That time, Blake Castile, the redshirt freshman out of Maryville, Missouri, makes a stop on the play. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 9 for Culver Stockton.
CSC way back at their own 2-yard line. 9:40 to go in the third quarter. QB goes back, looks over the middle, and it's too hard and low. And would have been a very difficult catch for Ochoa. He could not come up with the ball. And now the punter, all right, Ventura, he's going to be saying, guys, you did me no favors. I've got a short drop now. And he's going to be heels to the back of the end zone. And Ravens, again, you mentioned they've gotten one already blocked today.
Slayton Ochoa wearing 5. Didn't BC have an Ochoa wearing 5 as well?
I think that's right.
Right?
Here's a long count. Snap is back. The kick blocked out of the back of the end zone for a safety. What a job. And the second time, the same guy, the same play, the same time, he scored.
Blake Dabkis blocks his 2nd punt of the day. What a job right there for Blake. And we can't say enough good things about that sophomore out of Ashland, Missouri, by the way, of Southern Boone High School.
The problem is, I mean, I think that there is a theoretical issue with going sideways and kicking that ball sideways the way that Ventier does it for Culver Stockton. I mean, you're begging for that thing to get blocked.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem is you don't have enough room to work. And Blake Dabkis, if you watch how he lines up as a gunner, And then he works his way down towards the line of scrimmage and just tries to guess that timing. Well, he's guessed it right twice. And the problem is, as the punter rolls out, he's rolling right in to where Dabkus is trying to go for the block. So, with that, we're going to see a safety. The Ravens now lead 39-0 with 9:27 left here in the third.
Okay, and, all right, guys, we don't often enough probably give props to some of the assistant coaches. We talk about Coach Osborne and, you know, some of the coaches, but I'll tell you what, the guy who you've got to be giving some credit to right now, Andy Merfeld, okay? Great recruiter, delightful guy to visit with. Tell you what, also the special teams coordinator for Benedictine. And you know he saw this, okay? They're looking at the videos. They're looking at the films. You know, he said, we could get to this guy. And they didn't do it just once. They've done it twice. And we've still got 9:27 to go in the third quarter. They could get this again.
And the problem is, we're early enough in the season that if you're Culver Stockton, that might be a blueprint for other teams.
And here come the Ravens on the kick return at the 45-50. Gliding down the left side. Jay Sean, 40, 35, finally pushed out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. What a long return all the way to the 32-yard line in Benedictine. They scored on the safety, and now they're going to begin this possession off the free kick with incredible field position at the 32-yard line.
Jay Sean Todd having a good game today. Last year against Culver Stockton, he only had 3 catches for 56 yards, but if you remember, he had a 47-yard touchdown pass in that ball game as well.
Now we've got a player getting a little attention out on the field. And as they do that, Joseph, what do you say? We're going to take a quick little break. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Wilcox Stadium. All Ravens in Atchison today. Benedictine 39, Culver Stockton nothing.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
As we return, the Raven offense makes its way on the field. They've got the ball at the 32 of Culver Stockton. Motion to the right side, Witherspoon, QB back. Throws it left side, TZ. He's going to catch it at the 27, picking up a quick 5.
That time, Sonny Jenkins comes over and makes the stop. He is a sophomore out of Sarasota, Florida, the number 3 tackler on this Culver Stockton team.
Okay, you know, it's kind of funny that sometimes, it's hard to tell some players apart. They're the same height, the same body size, the same build. And yet, I don't even have to look at a number. I could pick Tanner Zimmerman out of a lineup with no numbers on any jersey. He's just that distinctive. He's long and tall and lanky like that. You know, immediately it's him. Ravens up to the 5-yard pickup. We're going to hand it over to the left side. Bulldozing across the 20. And another BC first down. There goes Witherspoon.
That time backpedaling, making the stop. Chris Rogers, the defensive end for Culver Stockton. Right there, a great downhill run by Dalton Witherspoon.
Ravens are going to go wide to the right side. Cameron Dover, slot to the right. Wide to the left with Matthew Sanford. I think that slot might be LeBron over there. First and 10, BCA. They're at the 18. The pass left side, and he's looking for Sanford, who was really blocked off by Sonny Jenkins. Jenkins just kept giving him the forearm shutter and holding him back, did not ever let him release downfield.
Checking back into the ballgame for the Ravens, we're going to see Jay Sean Todd. He's going to assume the receiver role to the right. They're going to take Cameron Dover out. Dover caught a touchdown pass earlier in this ballgame. his first of the season, that 15-yarder in the second quarter.
Sean Wara is going to go wide to the left out of the backfield. Now he'll come in back in motion to the right. Gaps right, wide left as well. Second down, 10. Rolling right, QB rolling. Now looking, throws across the body. Touchdown, Ravens! Jacob Gathright on the pass from Jackson Dooley of 18 yards. And at 8 minutes of play in the third quarter, the Ravens have exploded for their 45th point of the day.
That time, Jackson Dooley rolled to the right. He had a couple underneath safety valves, said, no, I'm going to throw into double coverage in the back of the end zone. And he finds Jacob Gathright for the touchdown. For Jacob, it's going to be his first of the afternoon.
PAT coming up here for Harry Balke. Long count. It's down on its way and good. Ravens extend their lead with 8 minutes to play in the third quarter. Benedictine 46. Culver Stockton nothing.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fun way to beat the heat and let loose?
Come on down to the biggest bar in Atchison, High Voltage Bar and Dance.
With 2 floors, spacious seating, pool tables, dartboards, cornhole, and live music from local bands like ADD.
A variety of drink specials all week long. DJs and themes that separate High Voltage from the rest.
For news and updates, follow at High Voltage Bar and at Barstool Benedictine on Instagram.
Must be 21 or over.
Great to have you along with us here on Care Radio this afternoon. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio. Gus Counts with me here. Tom Counts. Got Cohen kind of looking out after all of us here. Looking out across the ocean of Benedictine fans out here. By the way, for the distance and, you know, considering a lot of variables, there's a nice Culver Stockton crowd, Gus, that has come over cross state here today.
The Ravens today, Jackson Dooley. I have a feeling he's probably done for the day. He's 15 of 29, 200 yards passing, 4 touchdowns on the afternoon, then he also added a 1-carry, 2-yard touchdown run. And the reason I say that is, look over here and you see your other quarterback warming up feverishly, so feeling that we're going to see a switch soon.
Here's the advance of the ball, and the Benedictine kick is away. It will hit at the 5, and this time he says, you know what, I just hope this thing will kick into the end zone. It does, and did not force Culver Stockton to return the ball, because I think right now the CSC return group wants pretty much no part of that at all.
Yeah, I don't blame them at this point, because, again, anytime they've tried to return anything, it's turned into disaster for Culver Stockton. I can't remember the last time they were out to their own 25 to start a possession.
So here comes the CSC offense and Benedictine. Man, what a great defensive day. You got Cole Jackson, and the ball is on the ground. The Ravens are going to scoop it up, and Benedictine takes it away. Again, Cole Johnson. Because I was just looking at Cole Johnson right now. He's got tackles. He's got a solo assist, 2 tackles for a loss of 15 yards today, and now he comes up with a turnover.
That time, the handoff to Tyler Danzy went into the middle. He tried to spin. Well, when he spun, the ball just kind of came away from his body, and right there was Cole Johnson. He was looking for the scoop and score, but for the Ravens, they're going to start this thing at the Culver Stockton, 13-yard line.
Yep, and as you had called it, Benedictine is going to switch it up at the QB spot. Handoff is going to go into the middle of the line, and it's going to be a little bit of a short carry in there for Derek Overstreet as senior quarterback Luke Laskowski comes in to run the Benedictine offense. So it's 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Ravens now enjoying a 46-0 lead. Gus, all afternoon, all week, I have been reluctant to discuss the fact that the Ravens have won 33 in a row over Culver Stockton. I feel a little better about talking about it right now. Here's a handoff on a misdirection. He's going to score. 10, 5, touchdown, Ravens. That is Derek Overstreet, the 5'8 sophomore from Owosso, Oklahoma. And the Ravens are at 52 points.
Wow. That was pretty easy right there for Derek Overstreet. He caught, or he took the handoff on a little bit of a counteraction going to the left side. Problem was, the entire defense had gone away from him, and he had nobody in front of him in the end zone. A nice little touchdown run.
If I'm Luke Laskowski, I'm a little upset with Derek because I've only been in there for two snaps, and you score, and I have to come off the field. I got only two snaps. Here's a PAT. Harry will put it through there. And Joseph, another timeout as Benedictine continues to roll up points today. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. It is now Benedictine 53. Culver Stockton nothing.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Now Benedictine kick coverage unit comes out there, and got Caleb Taylor, Zach Bensing combined on the tackle for BC, and Culver Stockton again is going to have poor field position. Not as bad as it was a minute ago at the one, but they're only going to be out at their own 18-yard line to begin this series. And for Culver, it is what, possession number 11 of the game, and still looking for one of them to lead to a point.
Yeah, and you start looking at the last 2 minutes and 10 seconds of this game. Benedictine has 16 points in the last 2 minutes and 10 seconds, so That's a pretty good afternoon for this Raven offense. 53 points today.
And now we've got a CSC player a little slow to get up. Some very aggressive blocking on that last play by Colburn when the officials comes over. And he just has a brief chat with one of the players saying, you know, I get it. I understand the frustration. But, you know, kind of take a deep breath and
so
yeah,
now
is go on.
They're helping the Culver player off the field. The biggest question of the day, okay?
Can they break 62? That's my question.
Well, can they get to 69, which is, you know, the most points that they've scored against Culver Stockton?
Oh, okay. I thought it was 62 is the number.
No. Okay. John's got it at 69 points.
Well, then that's right.
The Ravens scored 69 points in 2011. It's the most in a single game. Prior to that, it was 56 in 1995.
Talk about things that the Ravens have done very well today. And I know that there's, you know, we're almost a quarter and a half yet to play. Because Benedictine, they have continued to improve the numbers on things like penalties. A couple of weeks ago, it wasn't very good. Last week, it was much better. Right now, 3 penalties, 13 yards. I mean, you'd like to have a zero there, but that's a livable kind of a number, right?
Yeah, you can deal with that.
Yes. Here comes the Wildcat offense on a 2nd and 11. The running back will go straight ahead and grabbed by the face mask. And is there a penalty? The Ravens say the ball pops out. The officials run over it, and they're going to say no. They're going to call it third down. The line judge quickly holds his arm aloft, indicating third.
The runner was down by contact. Third down.
Benedict is trying to sell that. Eric Chavez is dancing around out there saying, hey, we got the ball back. And the official goes, he was down first. He was down.
Now for this third down, the Ravens are going to bring Jared Heron back into the ballgame, Heath Baker, and they're also going to put Tim Glazer on the front. Glazer has been a wrecking ball for this Raven defense this afternoon.
Third down, 7 at the 21-yard line. Culver Stockton in their own half of the field. And again, struggling, trying to get some first downs. They've had only 5 all day. Quarterback is back at his own 12. He's hit. He is sacked at the 10 by Cole Johnson. Another big sack, tackle for a loss. And the Raven defense, Gus, you know how teams, one unit, feeds off of the success of the other, and the Raven defense is really hot.
Well, right now, they're using Cole Johnson, and he's a little faster guy at 6'2", 225 pounds. They put him on a twist, line him up at the defensive end as soon as the ball is snapped. He comes inside and attacks between the guard tackle box, and right there, a big play for the Ravens as they're going to force another punt this afternoon.
Okay, you think that Culver Stockton's punter is looking for somebody in particular right about now, like wearing 40 or something? Or?
Yeah, this would be a good time to block or to fake one.
Snap is back, and this boot is away. It's a line drive. It's not very high, but, wow, it stays in the field of play, and the Ravens have to go all the way back, and Javon is going to be tackled at the 25-yard line. You know, that's going to be like a 70-yard punt.
Yeah, you get plenty of roll, and he runs backwards, and when it's all said and done, I can't remember the last time the Ravens were on their side of the field to start a possession.
That punt was not classic, okay? It was not that high. We like to talk about how you get the punt to turn over. It wasn't like that. That thing got 20 feet or something in the air. It was a screamer. I mean, it was rocketing downfield, and it had enough rotation that when it hit the ground, it took a big Culver Stockton hop, and then the next thing you know, you're chasing the football down, and that's what the Ravens had to do there. Jay Sean wraps it up. And it'll be Benedict and Ball at their own 26. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Ravens on top, 53-0. Quarterback Luke Laskowski with a single man behind him. I think that's Sean. Hand off there. He'll bounce out. There's a foot race, 30. Sean to the 40. Finally shoved out of bounds. And if it hadn't been for the speed of a cornerback way back in the defensive backfield, he might still be running. That was Devontae Jordan getting credit for the tackle and a long, long run for Sean Wara.
Yeah, Jordan took a good angle to knock Wara out of bounds, and Benedictine was backed up a little bit. Now they're out near midfield already, 5:23 left here in the third quarter.
BC from their own 48-yard line. It's another Raven first and 10. They've had a lot of them today. Wara continues to be the running back. He's going to be about 4 yards behind quarterback Laskowski. Luke is back to throw, puts a little loft on it, gets it downfield, and he was looking for Zimmerman. The defender behind him may have had a little incidental contact, but there was no penalty marker down. You can see, I call that because Zimmerman starts stumbling because his feet got tangled up, I think.
I was going to say, well, Zimmerman starts stumbling. The defender threw his hands up in the air, and you got to figure something happens there. Zimmerman going to check out now on this second and 10.
Benedictine still at their own 48-yard line. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. I might get you to check and see what's going on around the conference. I'm curious. Some of these things have got to be getting close to over. Hand off to the 50, 45. Look at that ball carrier, Sean Wara, drag an arm-loaded defenders beyond the first down mark.
Well, some of that is because Sean Wara at 5'8", but he's 190 pounds, which means he's short and got that, you know, lower center of gravity, able to just pull those guys forward. Nice job getting all the way down to the 40-yard line. Checking back in is going to be Joseph. Also, you're going to have a new receiver wide to the right side. That's going to be R.J. Brewster, a sophomore out of Atlanta.
Here's an opportunity this afternoon for the Ravens to test out some of these new guys. A little end around coming from a left to right. The ball is put in the hands of Adam Jackson, Jr. That freshman will sweep to the right. By the time he gets to the edge to turn it upfield, it's going to be good for a couple of yards.
Okay, game 5 of the year?
Okay.
We're still seeing new names, even late in the ball game. And we've had some runaway games where we've seen a lot of new names, but like Adam Jackson, Jr. is not a guy that I think we've seen yet this year.
No. Out of Katy, Texas. Second down and 8, Benedictine, now at the 38-yard line. Hand off, running back, goes 40, cuts into the middle, breaks one tackle, but not the next couple in Overstreet. He gets back across the line of scrimmage, maybe a couple of yards, not a lot. There's Devontae Jordan. He's the leading tackler for Culver Stockton. Adds one more to his list.
Ravens going to go to the bench. They're going to bring Jonah Roberts in at the running back on this third down call. Really enjoy watching Jonah Roberts run the football. Also out there at the receiver, we talked about just a second ago, R.J. Brewster, the 6-foot sophomore out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Do you like Jonah's got those knee-high red socks out there? Quarterback is back, looking left, throwing right. Now, hit from behind, and Laskowski is going to go down, losing about two. He's back at the 40-yard line. BC is going to look at a fourth down and 10. Kendall Fowler will make the tackle for Culver Stockton. You like that single-digit defensive end, right, wearing a zero?
I'm telling you, I like defensive linemen and linebackers wearing that single-digit.
Benedictine is going to elect to punt the ball away. The line of scrimmage is the Culver Stockton 40-yard line. Colin Bruner's, I can't do it any better than I did on my last kick when it was down at the one-yard line. But we'll see what he's able to come up with here. Snap is perfect. There's the boot. He'll angle this time to the right side. The fair catch is going to be called for and made at the 10. And so, again, Colin Bruner adds to his numbers of having put the opponent inside the 20-yard line. I see some CSC fans beginning to get to their feet as we're 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Okay, taking a look at some games around the conference. You have Mid-America comes back, and they win 27-24 over Clark. Peru State beats Missouri Baptist this afternoon 43-32. You've got Baker and Graceland tied at 28 with a minute 16 left in the third quarter of that game. The one I don't know is Grandview in Missouri Valley. Grandview was leading 14-0 early.
And here's a pass down the left side, intercepted by Benedictine. The pass may have been just a little bit short. Opportunistic defensive play by Robert. Is that Robert Joby? Yes, Robert comes up with the interception. Gus, he timed it well. He rotated in the air, pulled that thing in, and Benedictine, as quickly as that, right back out with the offense. One play on that series for Culver Stockton.
Robert Joby, a 5'9" redshirt freshman out of Pleasant Hill, Missouri.
It's 1st and 10, Raven offense coming out of the field. And I believe, Gus, we are going to have more new personnel out there for BC. Sean Wara will be your running back. Snap is back. Back to throw. Laskowski over the middle. It's going to be a little too high and incomplete. Looking for Overstreet. This time they've taken Derrick and brought him from that running back spot. They've taken, we've seen him a handful of times now as a wide receiver, particularly on the left side where they are able to utilize his hands and his speed and his balance and put him in a receiver spot. Although, as a wide receiver, he's not the tall guy out there at 5'8".
Now,
2nd and 10.
For the Ravens, start looking at some of these linemen. I mean, they are getting some younger guys in there, but the problem Benedictine has right now is so many of these guys are underclassmen right now.
2nd down, a little misdirection. Over to the right side, it's going to go wide, crosses the 40, and he'll gain 3, coming down to about the 39-yard line.
On a play, it looked like as soon as he got the ball, he was going to be hit and probably get no yardage. All of a sudden, he slips forward, ends up getting about 3. They're actually going to give him a little more on it and give him 4. It's a 3rd and 6 right now for the Raven offense.
Good generous spot down to the 38-yard line as we are inside a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Benedictine in front here, 53-0, and in control of the football and in control of whatever happens here this afternoon. 3rd down call. Luke Laskowski will make the pitch. There's no blocking out there, and that said, still picking up 3 yards, Sean Wara. It'll be the Ravens 4th and 2, and from the 35-yard line of CSC, it's a little bit of a decision, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe not much of a decision. They're going to send Derek Overstreet in the ball game and leave the Raven offense out there. Zachary Mendieta, a redshirt freshman tight end, is checking out of Highlands, California.
BC is going to send 2 receivers to the short side and a single wide out to the right, which is the wide side of the field. There's the motion and a misdirection carry and a first down to the 30-yard line. Wara explodes into the left side, and BC will advance the chains.
How about that play right there? You're talking to 4th and 3, and Wara got 4 yards before he was even touched. Great job on the left side. You have Jacob Nelson over there leading the way also on that left side. T.J. Edwards. Edwards, a 5'11", 290-pound freshman out of Houston North Shore.
And that is going to be the end of the opening quarter, or the third quarter. We go to the fourth here at Wilcox Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Where your score? Benedictine 53, Culver Stockton nothing.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Sports going on around the college this afternoon. We talked about it earlier with volleyball and soccer and the Benedictine football game. And I think that if there's still daylight, don't they have like portable pickleball nets that they're going to bring out here? Didn't I hear something about that?
Do you play that?
I got a paddle. I got my own paddle.
Do you play
I'm
that
good.
With a net?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Come on now. Here's the Ravens with the football handoff. Straight ahead running, getting a 5 down to the 25-yard line. Yeah, you got a net like a tennis net. Kind of like that. Little paddle, like a ping pong paddle. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that badminton? No?
No, it's just bad.
Okay.
Basically, it's what it really is.
So, the Ravens with a quick little run up the middle. They'll pick up about 5. It'll bring up 2nd and 5. Jonah Roberts is going to be your tailback on this drive.
It's kind of like a wiffle ball without holes in it. That's what you're smacking back and forth. Ravens trips right side, motion left side, numbers I've never seen before. I didn't even know there were these numbers. Snap is back, handoff running back, cuts left, hit at the line, driving forward, kicking, pushing. That's going to be R.J. Brewster with the ball.
Romarius Henson makes a stop. He's a sophomore out of Orlando, Florida. Now checking into the ballgame for the Ravens, you're going to see 24 Robbie Sharp, a redshirt freshman running back out of Kansas City, by way of St. Pius.
All right, coming in week 5, that's today, okay? Today is week 5. Benedictine leads the Heart of America Athletic Conference in points per game with 44.3, yards per game, 455.3, yards per completion at 15.9, yards per catch at 5.4, third down conversion percentage at 46, as here's a run into the right side, and it's another first down inside the 20. Ravens also lead in fumbles recovered at 45, and it sacks at 12, and I think they have extended every one of those numbers today, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been a great offensive day for the Ravens, and you say anytime you put up 53 points, it should be a good offensive day, but I'm telling you, the Ravens just have been balanced all day. They've kept Culver Stockton guessing, and I'm going to tell you, they haven't guessed well this afternoon.
Here comes motion to the left side for Benedictine, and the handoff will go into the right, but hit very quickly. Not a lot of room over there for Robbie Sharp. Robbie Sharp, St. Pius High School in Kansas City.
Now checking in. Oh, you've got Ezekiel Anderson, 5'10", 200-pound running back, a sophomore out of American Canyon, California.
I've never been to St. Pius High School in Kansas City. I've been by it like a countless number of times there on 29 and basically off North Oak. But
between North Oak and Parvin, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, on the kind of south or southwest side of the interstate as it curves there. Second down, 10 for BC. Again, the motion will swing over to the right side. That's going to be Brewster. Quarterback is back, throwing it to the back of the end zone, and it's incomplete. Just out of the reach of the intended receiver. And Lucas standing back there, quarterback Laskowski, thinking, man, I thought I had my guy for just a second. It'll bring up a third down to 10 for the Ravens as we're down to 12 minutes to play here this afternoon. So BC continues to roll up offensive numbers.
Now they're going to stop play for a moment. As a Culver Stockton, we'll keep it here, Joseph. As a Culver Stockton player was trying to get off the field but realized the play clock was going down, so he's going to take a moment, allow the trainers to come out and check on him.
Again, we talked about it. Benedictine's Dalton Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon had earned the conference Offensive Player of the Week honors last week with 112 yards on 12 carries. And let's see how the Ravens are shaking up right now. He's got 12 carries again today. So you can see the pattern here, but this time 99 on 12 carries. However, a little bit different. He's only got one reception this afternoon, and that was an 8-yard catch for Weatherspoon. Sean Wara, the Ravens' second-leading rusher today, 74 yards running the ball. Overstreet has 42, as Benedictine has had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 guys. We've seen a couple of weeks where they've had double-digit guys carry the ball today, running that today. Third down at 10. Motion will go to the left side for BC. It's going to be Ezekiel Anderson. Way, way wide out to the left. Laskowski's back. Steps up in the pocket. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Ravens! Benedictine, the pass to Matthew Sanford. And BC extends its lead. 59-0. That was a really well-executed play and a well-thrown pass by Laskowski.
Yeah, 17-yard touchdown pass. It was a little post that ended up more towards the back of the end zone. And a nice job by Luke Laskowski to just put it right in there for Matthew Sanford. And for Matthew, it's going to be his second touchdown of the season.
So here we go. It is going to be Laskowski to hold this time. And the kick, it's up. It's good. And we're taking a break. The Ravens have gotten to 60 again. Timeout of the field. Still with a long way to go today. 12:04 left in the game. Benedictine 60, Culver Stockton nothing.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, Benedictine kicks it away, and something happened this time. Colin Bruner got a little sideways on that one. The ball is going to go out of bounds. So for Culver Stockton, this is going to be some of their best field position of the second half as they'll begin this series off the penalty. First and 10 of their own 35-yard line. 12:04 to go in the game. Can the Wildcats score today?
So that's the biggest question right now.
Got to be about
Raven defense. And you know the starters are back there telling the younger guys about, hey, let's keep that goose egg.
Quarterback keeps the ball himself, rolls left, and then I think he confused wide receiver Slayton Ochoa as Neller pulled the ball back for the running back. started sweeping left and then pulled up to throw the ball. His receiver had already decided he was going to be like a blocker downfield. There was no way he had anticipated the ball being thrown toward him. It'll go incomplete, second down, 10.
And didn't just throw it to him. I mean, he screamed that pass out to him.
Second and 10, Culver. Quarterback will hand off into the middle of the line, and, man, there's just nowhere to go inside. Running the ball now for Culver Stockton is going to be Kiyota Satoyama. Kiyota Satoyama, a redshirt sophomore for Culver Stockton. He is out of St. Louis, Missouri. He's a shaman odd guy. And here's a pass downfield on third down, and it's going to go incomplete.
That time they were looking for Freddie Edwards. Freddie, a sophomore out of Granite City, Illinois.
Ever been to Granite City?
No.
Been through it. Just East St. Louis over here. That was Blake Dapkus, by the way, providing coverage on a downfield support number 26 over here for Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to have their punt return unit out there. That Culver Stockton possession took, what, half a minute? 34 seconds, something like that.
Eric Chavez has some family down here in front of us.
Fourth down and 10, Culver still throwing 34, so they were unable to generate any yardage. That punt was nearly blocked, and that is a high, booming monster kick. A fair catch is going to be called for and executed by Benedictine. It was a pretty good idea by Terry Overstreet, who had gone back for the return. And here comes the Raven offense. BC comes out over the ball, first and 10. And where are we going to spot this thing down?
I'm going to hand you that board knowing that none of the numbers
it
are
probably
going
won't matter much, will it? I got programs out here. I've got John Schild note pages and Josh Pound note pages, and I'm still probably going to be seeing new guys. Here's a pitch. The Ravens are going to sweep to the outside. A little stiff arm, and there's a tackle for a loss. Wow. Excellent defensive play for CSC. Coverage over there by Jeremiah Ferguson. Loss of about 3 for Benedictine. The ball is going to be back inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Second down, 13 to go. 11 minutes to play in the game.
Now checking into the ball game for the Ravens is going to be number 22, Tyler Campbell, a 5'10" sophomore receiver out of Cameron, Missouri. We're going to be his way next week.
Still got Luke Laskowski in the game for BC. Ravens are going to go motion to the left side with Brewster. Quarterback rolls right. Laskowski thinking about running with it. And he's just about steps out of bounds and then makes a throw. Literally, Gus, as he's on the hash marks on the near side, out of bounds.
So the official on the backside has his flag all the way out, and then he's just going to tuck it back in his pants because Laskowski threw it away, but he also had a lineman down the field. So
third down and long for Benedictine. Third down at about 13. The clock stops at 10 and a half to play in the game. Ravens in front, 60 to nothing. Long count, Luke. Hands off. That's going to go just kind of straight ahead. Uh-oh, breaking away at the 20, at the 30, 40. Look out at the 50. Running down to the 35. Finally drug down at the 30-yard line. The rocket speed of running back Jonah Roberts and Gus. That run was good for 50-plus.
Yeah, Jonah Roberts is a junior out of Windsor, Missouri. You heard of Windsor, Missouri? Because that's also where Dalton Witherspoon is from. Dylan Witherspoon. That was a big run right there by Jonah Roberts. Ravens are looking at it. First and 10 in Culver Stockton territory. Yeah, I think stats probably crashed this afternoon. Because he is showing us a 3 and anyway.
Yeah. First and 10. Ravens with a football at the 32. Snap back, handoff, running back, into the backfield, swarmed under, and there was absolutely nothing doing back there.
That time the tackle on the play by Dylan DeRozier, the 6'2" sophomore out of Buckley, Washington.
Got Robbie Sharp, hoping to have carried that ball, but again, the young guy out of St. Pius, he had defenders on him by the time he had the ball in his midsection, and it'll be second down 13. Ravens back at the Wildcat 36. 9:20 to go in the game. BC takes her time, walks up, still double digits on the snap clock. Working over to the left side is going to be Longa Fuyana. Pass over to the right, and that was telegraphed, caught immediately by Matthew Sanford, and instantly tackled by Culver Stockton's Jeremiah Ferguson. Ferguson saw where that was going, and he started closing the gap pretty quickly. Ferguson out of Northeast High School in St. Pete, Florida. That's just right across the big bridge. Third down and long for Benedictine. 8.5 minutes to go. Right now there's another question on this about this game, Gus. Did the rain come? The Ravens are setting up the screen. This, you called for this earlier, and they telegraph it a little bit, and it does not work. That thing took way too long.
At times they're going to end up losing a couple yards, but you know what they're going to gain?
Some time off the clock. Yeah. Again, the question now, are the Ravens going to set a new scoring record? If 69 is the number, that's two scores, so they will not. However, now the next question is, the sky is really beginning to darken again. We hoped that, you know, this game would conclude before any more precip came down, and they're going to have to keep that thing running. Fourth down and long, Ravens will leave the offense out there on a 4th and 11. Laskowski, they're just going to hand off straight ahead. Need 11, get 2 or 3, and Culver Stockton's going to get their offense back out there at their own 29-yard line.
We're going to call it timeout as well.
So the officials are going to stop play. Did they call a timeout? Or are they just going to stop it to move the chains and reset things?
Looks like they're just going to maybe reset it.
60-0, Benedictine.
On the field.
We're going to get a media timeout. That's what this is.
Ladies and gentlemen, football returns.
So that's it. Joseph, I think we deserve a little moment. What do you say? Taking a break. 7.5 to go in the game. Ravens going to pick up another win here today. They lead Culver Stockton 60-0.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Coming out of the timeout, Culver Stockton gets their offense out of the field. Yeah, there's one more question. We have questions about, you know, were the Ravens going to set another record today? Probably not, but they're up 60-0. So weather going to hold out for us to get to the end of this thing, 7.5 minutes to go. Question is, was Culver Stockton going to have one good offensive series today? They have yet to have that. I mean, they have just struggled. It's been a hard day for CSC, and the Raven defense is the reason for that. Here's a pitch to the outside. Well, that one's not going to go anywhere. A couple of yards maybe on the sweep all the way from the middle of the field all the way to the sideline. But just not much there.
That time getting over there, you had.
I got Vince. What happened?
Yeah, 11. Matthew Sanford. It's not Sanford. And then you had who?
I got Vince over there. Vince Thompson, number 12.
Yep.
QB's pass over the middle is through the hands of the receiver. Nearly picked off. That would have just been catastrophic for Culver Stockton, but it falls harmlessly to the ground.
That time, Zachary Lacombe, a freshman linebacker out of Round Rock, Texas, making the stop on the play.
And again, Culver Stockton throwing the ball, and I get it. You got to move it downfield, but again, they are not taking any time off the clock. You know, they're looking at a third down at 7 or so, and they've taken less than 20 seconds off the clock in this possession. You just give the opponent so much time and so many opportunities to do things with the football. Quarterback steps up in the pocket, running, being chased, gets away from the first guy, but not the second. He's going to lose about five. It'll bring up a fourth down, 12.
That's the guy we just talked about, Zachary Lacombe, the freshman, able to chase the quarterback down from behind, trip him up, and it will bring up a fourth down. And I get it, but at this point, if you're Peru State, why don't you just leave that offense out on the field? Or Culver Stockton. Thinking back a week, I'm also thinking next week will probably look a lot like this, as William Penn has struggled a little bit.
Benedictine set to return the punt. 6:25 to go in the ballgame. There it goes. Another line drive kind of a kick. And the Ravens are going to fair catch this thing at the 24.
Hey, I've been extremely proud of the way Joseph's gone back. Called fair catch both times, made a good solid catch, bring the offense back out.
Yeah, he's had a great day today, right? Beautiful touchdown catch and carry, and he's done a good job of getting back. 6:20 to go in the game.
So now the Ravens are going to make another change at quarterback. They're going to bring in Braden Bowles, a 5'10 freshman out of Huntington Beach, California.
Snap is low. He'll take it to the knee. The handoff to the running back. Straight ahead. Gains one. Brings up a second down, 9 for Benedictine. Another thing that I got to ask myself, and I do this only slightly tongue-in-cheek, Benedictine. Last week rolled up, what, 62 points, something like that?
62.
Massive win for the Ravens. Dropped a point in the polls. Dropped a spot. I mean, so you win 60-0 here today. Are you going to lose another spot or two? I mean, how does that work? Second down at 9. I'm not sure there's any real logic to any of how that works. Second down for the Ravens. Here's a straight-ahead run and a tackle immediately, and it's going to be a loss of a yard, maybe a loss of a couple of yards. Make it a third down and 11 for BC. What this is a opportunity to rest the starting couple of teams, get some of the young guys a little playing time, and maybe as important as any of it, you know, keep the clock running and get this thing done so you can spend the evening with your family who's here for family weekend at Benedictine.
So next weekend, we'll have a 5 o'clock kickoff. It won't be the 6, but it'll be a little later in the day. A 5 o'clock kickoff in Oskaloosa. Benedictine will be at William Penn. There's a little end-around opportunity that doesn't go very far for R.J. Brewster. Then we're going to take a week off. I know you like a good off week.
No, not too much, but okay.
Then on the 14th of October, we're going to be in Fayette, as Benedictine will be hosted by Central Methodist. That's a 1 o'clock start.
4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame as Cullen Bruner settles in at his own 5-yard line. Culver's got 2 return men back this time.
How about this? Benedictine, after today, only has 2 home games remaining.
Yeah, it's really heavily laden. 4 of the Ravens' first 5 games at home. And they're going to come out of that 5 at 3-2. Here's the kick away. It'll bounce at the 45 to the 40. The return men kind of get away from it, down to the 35. And they're going to, did they say he touched it way back there?
It did. It popped up, hit him in the face, Max. He kind of headbutted it forward. It's going to be down to probably around the 39-40. And that's where Culver Stockton will have it with 4 minutes left. The only question I think really left in this game is, can Culver Stockton get themselves on the board?
And the other question is, I'm going to impose on you maybe to check on our other conference scores and just see if there's anything kicking there that's a surprise at all. Where are we at? 4 minutes to go in the ball game. 1st and 10. Here comes CSC. A straight ahead run and a quick Benedictine tackle that was led by, man, I don't know, is that Mullen in there for BC? I got him down as an O lineman, but I don't know if that's right. I'm going to look at that number inside again. 1 yard gain, 2nd down and 9. Quarterback is back to throw, fires one. That was a nice little catch, waist high. And the Ravens are going to make a very quick tackle. Culver Stockton right now being quarterbacked by Carson Vandello. He's a redshirt freshman for this team. So you got Carson Vandello, 6 foot tall from St. Francis High School in Marengo, Illinois. Here's a pass down the left side. Did he step out of bounds? He does not. And is he into the end zone? He is not, but down to the 1 yard line. Culver Stockton, they may just get that zero off the board yet this afternoon. Got 3 minutes, and they're down first and goal at the 3.
And they're going to quickly race up over the football. They're ready to snap it.
QB turns, hands off, throws his arms in the air. Is it the touchdown? It is. Wildcats are on the board. Culver Stockton will punch it in from 1 yard away. And with 2:49 to go, the Raven lead is trimmed 60-6. So we'll wait for this PAT, Gus, and then we'll, when we get back, we'll get a report on those other conference scores coming around, because there were a couple of fairly close ones as those games were winding down. Here comes the CSC point after. Taking their time. It is down. It is up. And they got it. Time out of the field. 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go in the ball game. Wildcats get the point. Benedictine 60, CSC 7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Kick is away, and Ravens are going to field this thing around the 7 yard line, coming up the left side just outside the numbers. Cross it at 25, 35, right in the wave, and very near the 40 yard line. Really, really nice return for Benedictine. And again, you're getting some of the young guys out there on the offense, and that time on the kick return team. And again, you've got Joseph Longupuiana on the return. He might be one of my players of the game. It's going to be hard to pick a player of the game when you have this many points and this many yards and have played as well as BC has today, guys. Player of the game is a tough, tough decision. A lot of guys have done a lot of good things.
Blake Dabkins.
Hand around, wrap around, hand off. Yeah, absolutely. BC picks up two, up to the 40. Ravens are going to rotate a tight end into the game, and that's going to be Danny Joyce coming in. How about Danny Joyce out of Prairie Village, Kansas? He's a Shawnee Mission East guy. Also checking in for the Ravens. Got Tyler Campbell in there out of Cameron, Missouri. This Culver team is going to go right through Cameron on the way home.
Cameron's usually a welcome sight, right? Like it's that 1 hour till home.
1 hour away. BC will wrap around the handoff, and then a smart running back. You wrap both arms around the ball, and then you just go into the line, and look at it. It just pushes and surges, and credit to that young offensive line group who is in there as they push that thing forward and get really, really close to the first down. I'm seeing guys like Bryce Nichols out there, a 6'2 guy from Rock Bridge in Columbia, Missouri. And who else am I looking at all out there? Is BC's, you know, letting getting some guys some time today. You got Connor Wehmeyer, 6'4", 260 out of Redlands, California on the offensive line. Third down and a yard. Ravens need, what, a couple of first downs to finish this? To bounce outside, that's a first down plus across the 50 and around the 45-yard line. The ball around to the near side for a Benedictine by Ezekiel Anderson. And they'll move the sticks, and the Ravens will continue to control the football inside a minute to go. And BC is what, maybe one snap away?
I know you're worried about this Saturday, so today's Stampede Rodeo has been pushed back to 4 o'clock for Missouri Valley today because of the weather.
Wait a minute, what time is it now? 4:02. Okay,
yeah,
so it's just about to start.
Just about started.
Man, I'm still not going to be able to make it. I thought they pushed it back long enough to 3 hours for me to get there. First and 10. Benedictine, they will take a knee, and we'll have to do that one more time. Final score here this afternoon, Wilcox Stadium on Family Weekend. Big W for the Ravens, Benedictine 60, Culver Stockton 7. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, October 15th for the Amberwell Health Fair and the new For Your Health Fun Run in Atchison. The event will be held at the Atchison Elementary School, and it's a great time for the whole family. Come from 8 a.m. to noon for free health screenings, flu shots, free prizes and giveaways, and a visit from Casey Wolf. If you'd like to run or walk in the 4K or in the kids' quarter mile run, register online now at amberwellhealth.org. Bring the whole family and enjoy a day of fun and wellness at the Atchison Elementary School on Saturday, October 15th.
Ravens got a win this afternoon, and it was in a very, very impressive win. I mean, there's no aspect of the game, I feel like, in which the Benedictine didn't play really well today.
Yeah, you walk away from this game, and you got to be really thrilled with how your team played. I mean, in the very first drive, you turned it over on downs. After that, you had no turnovers on the day. You punted the ball a few times, most of those late, but able to string together some touchdowns. What, I think we saw Jackson Dooley with 4 touchdown passes, and he also was able to have a 2-yard touchdown run. Blake Dabkis blocked 2 punts today. One of those turned into a safety, so a big day for that young man. And, again, so many parts of your game were good. I think when you look back, the one thing that you'd like a do-over on is giving up that big run that turned into a touchdown for Culver Stockton. And you didn't get the goose egg today, but again, winning 60-7 is a good feeling here on Family Weekend. And for this Ravens team, they don't turn around and come back to Wilcox Stadium for 3 more weeks.
And I talked about it a little bit during the game, and we probably just can briefly mention the beauty of the win for the Ravens today was the balance. I mean, look at how this went. Touchdown by Reed Levi. Touchdown, Zach Bensing, Jackson Dooley, Cameron Dover, Harry Balke with a field goal, Jayshon Todd with a touchdown, Jacob Gathright with a touchdown, Derek Overstreet with a touchdown, and Matthew Sanford with a touchdown. You scored all those scores and nobody scored twice.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been kind of, when this Raven team plays like this, that's why they're difficult because, again, you don't know where those points are coming from. You don't know who to really look for. They can do it from so many positions. As, yeah, you talk about, you've got your normal guys like, you had Jacob in there, you had Jayshon. But, again, it's good to see Joseph get his touchdown. Cameron Dover with his first touchdown of the season. Derek Overstreet ran the ball well. I mean, I thought there were so many good things from today's game. That's going to be kind of fun to watch the tape tomorrow.
Yep, nine guys getting points for Benedictine this afternoon. The Ravens moved to 3-2 on the season, and we're going to be with them next week up in Oskaloosa, Iowa, as BC will be at William Penn. Hey, we want to thank Chad Blomquist. Blomquist was our halftime guest today. Good to talk to him. Loved doing that. Love to see all the people who came up and chatted with us here today. A lot of alumni in town today. Always good to have that family weekend. Big day in Atchison. Want to thank you for having joined us as well. Final score once again this afternoon. Wilcox Stadium in Atchison. Benedictine 60. Culver Stockton 7. Till we greet you again next time. For Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, who's always rock solid. And for Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, and streaming at KAIRFM.com. Our coverage of Benedictine Raven Football is brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.